Oscar on August 21st for one of the finest in-demand rock and roll ensembles working today, Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real. Lucas Nelson and POTR have wowed audiences and won fans with their fiery stage performances and singular sounds, which smoothly straddles rock and roll, country, soul, folk, and R&B. This will be a night you won't forget. Purchase tickets at CascadeTheater.org or 243-8877 for a night of a lifetime with Lucas Nelson and POTR on August 21st at the Cascade Theater.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Have a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyFit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit. Money pit.
Like a dump, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Trex Decking, Deich Coatings, the Angie App, QuickCrete, and SunTouch.com. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house, inside or out, upside or down, or maybe your projects are now upside down. Well, whatever's going on, if you've run into some challenges, some problems, some issues, let us know because we are here to help you take it from the to-do list to the already done list. You can reach us a couple of different ways. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, it's the time of year when we're starting to see some limits on outdoor water use, kind of in those dog days of summer now, and that kind of makes you wonder if your lawn is destined to become a dead, dry wasteland. Well, the good news is it won't, as long as you avoid one thing. We'll tell you what you need to know to conserve water and still have a beautiful yard throughout a possible drought.
And when you look up, is the view less than exciting? You know, decorative ceilings could be the solution to turn a blank and bland ceiling into an architectural showpiece. We're going to share some tips just ahead.
And we're going to talk terrazzo. You know, that's been pretty much proven as a floor that is durable and beautiful. It's also got a lot of history to it. But, you know, while traditional terrazzo is really expensive to install, stone-based terrazzo coating systems are not. And they are super easy to apply, and we're going to share tips on how you can have a terrazzo floor in literally a weekend.
All right, but first, the Money Pit is about helping you create your best home ever. So whether you live in a house or an apartment, dealing with a repair, or dreaming about a renovation, we're going to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence and have a little fun along the way.
And this is episode 2230. You can follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. And I'm really excited about today's episode, Leslie, because we have an amazing giveaway courtesy of our very good friends at Trex. Now, you may recall they just launched the new Trex Transcend Deck Kit. It's exclusive at Lowe's. Well, they've given us a $500 gift card to Lowe's to help you get started with that project or any other project that you might fund through your Lowe's purchases. And we're going to give that away to one caller. Now, how do you qualify? Well, you got to have a question. You got to reach out to us. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. You can post your question at moneypit.com. Just click on the blue microphone button or through our social media channels. And we're going to pull one name out of the Money Pit hard hat for that $500 gift card to Lowe's at the conclusion of today's show. Hey, so what are you waiting for? Let's get to it. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Leslie, who's first?
Kathy from Ohio is on the line with a weird problem.
the toilet in our upstairs bathroom makes a squealing noise when we run our washer on the utility floor. Now, it hasn't always done that. It started doing it recently, and we had a plumber here who told us that something wasn't properly vented, but I don't understand why it would suddenly happen. I don't think our venting has changed, and I'm not even sure how plumbing is vented. So we are looking to solve that issue. If you can help us with it, I'd be grateful.
Well, to your last question, Kathy, plumbing is vented because basically when you flush water down your pipes, you have to have some air that follows behind it so that it doesn't back up. It doesn't sort of drag. And that's what the venting does. It lets the air in and also lets the sewage gases get out. Now, in terms of why this is happening, I'm a little bit confused by this, Leslie, because typically when you get a squeal, that's on the supply side. That's on the water supply side. And when it comes from a toilet, it's almost always caused by the fill valves. Now, if the plumber is attributing this to having something to do with the venting, he may be seeing in the toilet that sometimes you get gurgling in a toilet when it's not vented well. And if the water inside the tank goes down, maybe, and it's got a bad fill valve, it tries to fill itself back up and it squeals, and that would account for the fact that it's happening now, and it hasn't happened, you know, in the past. It's just sort of a developmental thing. But I would be curious to know what the plumber thought the solution was, because you can't just say, well, it's got a problem, but I can't fix it. You know, that's what you're there to do, and there's lots of ways to address venting. If it hasn't happened before and it is a vent issue, it also could be a blockage somewhere down the line. So there's more unanswered questions here than questions, but I will tell you that normally those squeals have to do with valves. And they usually have to do with toilet valves, because when they don't fully open, they're going to squeal a little bit as the water goes through. And copper plumbing will telegraph that sound all over the house. So it can sound, you can hear it in every single room, even though it's happening up there in the bathroom.
All right, now we've got William from Texas on the line. William, welcome to the Money Pit. What can we help you with today?
Well, my daughter bought a house, and the person that she bought the house from smoked cigarettes. And the house, as soon as you walked in the door, the cigarette smell hit you. And it was basically throughout the house. And we're in the process of trying to figure out how we're going to get all that smell out, short of ripping the walls out.
Does the house have carpet?
Yes.
Then it's probably got to go. I mean, you can try steam cleaning it, but it gets into the padding and everything else. The least you have to do is steam clean it. But what you want to do on the walls is you want to paint the walls with a really good primer. And so an oil-based primer or an alkali-based primer will seal in that odor. Clean the walls well. Use a TSP, trisodium phosphate, to wash them down, and then prime the walls. If you don't prime the walls, the odor will basically permeate right through the new paint. But if you clean them and you prime them well, that will go a long way towards getting rid of a lot of that odor. That plus removing the carpet, or at least steam cleaning the carpet, are the two most important things to do.
Yeah, and you know what? If you do end up removing the carpet, make sure they remove the padding as well. And if it's a wood subfloor, you want to paint it again with that same, you know, odor-blocking primer, because that will do a lot to help with that as well. And I don't know if you've held on to any of the draperies or any other soft goods from the previous owners. Just get rid of them or really have them cleaned well.
Okay. That will work. I appreciate your answer.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. What are you working on this August weekend? We are counting down the days till the Goldilocks home improvement season arrives, which is fall because the weather's just right. But you can tackle a lot of stuff in these beautiful last few weekends of summer. So let us know how we can help you get all of those projects done. We are coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, are you facing a water shortage in your part of the nation and want to save your lawn from becoming a dusty, dry wasteland? Well, as long as you don't do one thing, it can survive. We'll tell you what that is and how you can still have a beautiful yard when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Did you know you can cover the ugly concrete around your home with the elegance of granite in just one weekend and as easy as painting? Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deich Coatings is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you can easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, or garage floor for lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo, available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com. Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit Pavestone.com. That's Pavestone.com. Quality air and filtration is important, but if you've got traditional pleated air filters and you don't replace them every month, they're going to quickly get caked with dirt and dust. And when that happens, airflow stops and your HVAC system can't do its job, and ultimately you can damage your system.
Which is why we're thrilled to now be working with Caffel Filters. They've created a patented no-maintenance one-year HVAC air filter that holds 10 times more dust than a pleated filter.
Yep, Caffel Filters is a great story. Their filters have more surface area, so they work longer, and they're using a patented sticky layer that traps more dust particles yet maintains airflow, so you can leave it in for a full year.
Caffel Filters do cost a little more than a traditional air filter, but come on, they last 10 times longer, saving you a ton of money in the long run.
And having better airflow through your HVAC system means your unit doesn't have to work as hard, which also saves you money.
So get Caffel Filters for your home. They're available in all common sizes. Just visit CaffelFilters.com to learn more and to find out where to buy in your area. That's CaffelFilters.com. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, if you can dream it, you can build it. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, if you've got a home improvement question, now would be an excellent time to reach out to us at 888-MONEYPIT or at moneypit.com, because we've got a great giveaway going out to one listener drawn at random from those that reach out to us with their questions. It is from our friends at Trex. It is a $500 gift card to Lowe's to help you get started with a new project. Now, Trex has got this new Trex Transcend Deck Kit at Lowe's, and that would be a great project to take on this time of year. The Trex Transcend Deck Kit includes all the materials needed to build a 12-by-16-foot deck with Trex's top-of-the-line Transcend decking, Trex fascia, and the Trex Hideaway hidden fasteners. You know, this Transcend board, we just had the Transcend delivered to our house, Leslie, because as you know, I'm building a Trex deck right now, and it is absolutely beautiful. You know, I've watched composites over the years and how they have transformed. This Trex Transcend piece, I have this Island Mist color, and it looks just like driftwood that floated up the Jersey Shore, except it's a lot tougher. So we are looking forward, actually, to this weekend starting that project. And if you're interested in taking on a Transcend deck kit yourself, Check out the Lowe's products at lowes.trex.com. It's lowes.trex.com. But if you'd like to win a $500 gift card to Lowe's to help you get started with that project, reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
We've got Robert in Delaware who's got some problems with the sidewalk. What is happening?
I have a small issue with my walkway coming into my house, and that is the divider between the concrete pads, the walkway. They're all in good shape, except for one. It seems to have deteriorated and washed away. So I'm trying to think of a way to fill that in. I didn't know if I should put sand in and then pour in a composite, or it's actually about a half-inch gap there. If you have any ideas that could help me, I'd be very appreciative.
You know, Robert, that problem you describe is very common because those, the fillers between the concrete slabs that you mentioned, those are really called spacers, and they're actually there to give the concrete a place to expand and contract so it doesn't push against each other and crack. But they're not nearly as permanent as the concrete, obviously, and they're just going to dry out and fall out over time, and then you end up getting, you know, dirt, and you get seeds, and you get weeds that fall into there. So what you want to do is this. You want to scrape out anything that's in that space between the two concrete slabs. Then you want to pick up something we call a backer rod, which is like a foam noodle. It comes in different diameters, and it sounds like you're going to need one that's like 1 inch in diameter. You cut a piece to fit the width of the sidewalk, and then you press it into that gap. You can use a screwdriver or a stick or something, so it sits down below the surface, probably at least, maybe I'd say a half inch or so. And then on top of that backer rod, you basically install a flowable urethane type of caulk sealant. And when that dries, it'll expand and contract. And because you have the backer rod there, it's not all going to fall down to the bottom of the slab, and you'll, there'll be no end to how much of that stuff you need. So the backer rod keeps it in place. You put the sealant in there. It dries. It attaches itself well to both sides of the slab. And you're going to have to do this probably again and again in the future, but that's the best way to handle that. Putting sand in there is not going to solve that at all. It's just going to grow weeds. So put the backer rod in and you'll be good to go.
Well, with all the water shortages across the nation, many towns are imposing limits on outdoor water use in the summer. And homeowners, they're wondering how to avoid having their yard turn into a dead, dry wasteland. Well, you can conserve water and still have a beautiful yard, but it all starts with your soil.
Well, that's right. You can amend your soil so the plants don't need as much water. Now, a soil amendment is really just a fancy word for something that you mix into the soil to make it better. So, for example, if you've got sandy soil or gravelly or decomposed granite soil, it'll hold water better and nutrients better if you add some well-decomposed materials like a finished compost, aged manure, and peat moss. Now, if you've got soil that's very clay-like, you can improve the aeration, make it breathe better, and that's going to make it water better because it improves the infiltration. If you add something that's sort of fibrous, like wood chips or peat and straw mixed together, these will all make the soils much better in terms of supporting the plant growth that's going to go into them.
Okay. Now, once you've got good soil, you're going to want to choose plants that are, one, native to your region, and two, able to thrive in your area's heat zone. I mean, these native plants, they're made to sort of withstand the climate where you live because they're grown there. So they're going to do better given the conditions that they're in. Now, finally, let's talk about watering. Now, it's important to make sure that the water you give your plants is going to be as effective as possible. You want to use drip irrigation rather than overhead watering. Plants are going to take in water more efficiently when you apply it to their roots rather than their leaves. And watering directly at the roots also conserves water that would be lost to evaporation or runoff during that overhead watering. Now, also think about when you water. If you water earlier in the day, preferably before 6 a.m., this is where those programmed sprinklers come in really handy. Unless you are an early riser like me, you know, if you water it before 6 a.m., that also prevents evaporation. If you water towards the evening, that's not really very advisable because if the plant goes to bed wet, like say it gets cooler in the evening and the soil is still wet, there's a good chance that it could get a fungal disease. So you want to be careful about the timing. It's super important.
Yeah, you want to water deeply but infrequently. That's the idea. So a good soaking once or twice a week should be plenty. You don't have to water every single day.
Now we've got Jeff in Iowa on the line who's got an air conditioner that doesn't always smell so great. What's going on, Jeff?
I can't smell. The wife can smell.
Okay.
Yeah,
we smell everything.
There's a smell emanating from somewhere. I thought it was maybe the basement drain was not flowing like it should. And she seems to think that she says it comes on, the smell comes about when the air is turned on, when the air comes on. So,
okay.
So maybe it's duct cleaning, or am I on the right track?
Maybe. So let's talk about some basics. If we want to get to the bottom of this, we could start with duct cleaning just to kind of eliminate that as a possibility. The second thing we should talk about is, what kind of filter do you have?
Just your generic basic one from, you know, the hardware store.
Yeah, that's a problem. So what I want you to do is, I want you to pick up a Filtrete filter, 3M Filtrete brand, and they sell one that that has a activated charcoal built into it and is specifically designed for eliminating odors. It's called the Filtrete Home Odor Reduction Filter. And it's got activated charcoal built in, and so that's designed specifically to get rid of the odors, and it, of course, it does a great job with dust and pollen and mold and that sort of thing.
All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
And that's going to make your wife very, very happy.
Okay.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, this is the time of year to be outside enjoying your property, but Grace is on the line with some issues with the patio that needs restoration. What's going on?
We have a patio that's 40 years old. It's concrete. It has soldier edge bricking all the way around it. But some of the portions have raised and are actually a little dangerous. And some of the portions also have just turned color. In short, it's an ugly patio. What are our options, and whom do we call?
Well, Grace, I mean, I think the good news is that the fact that you've got a patio with a soldier's edge around it is nice. Now, for those who are wondering what that is, that's when you take brick and you stack it vertically and use it as a border for, in this case, the patio. And apparently they're broken off and they're falling apart and they're somewhat dangerous. But the fact that it's there is kind of cool. I would investigate the possibility of actually doing a restoration job on that, where you basically remove all the loose brick and re-mortar it in place. You may need to have a mason do that. But in terms of the concrete that's left, Leslie, there's so many nice finishes to that today. You know, you have the terrazzo coatings, for example, that are absolutely beautiful, and other options. I think that between restoring the soldier course and then refinishing that patio surface, I think that could look pretty nice.
I mean, I think it could look really nice, and especially if there's something, you know, special about that brick, if it's, you know, antiqued or dated back to a certain, you know, time period when the home was built. Like, that's really special and deserves being preserved. It's interesting, you know, you hardly ever hear that term soldiering or soldiered, and I think that applies to it, pretty much any sort of tile. It's like a pattern, so brick, tile, and it's when everything stands on edge like a tall like a soldier. And then if you were to, say, do a soldier pattern on a tile wall, they're all stacked, you know, vertically and horizontally, so that everything's in line, like there's nothing that's offset.
Yeah, you don't overlap the joints.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's really a lovely pattern, and the fact that it's with this brick is really special. And I think for the top, you know, you're right, Deich Coatings has so many different applications that you can use to give a nice, solid, durable surface. It can have, you know, a texture, a pattern. It can look like marble. It can look like terrazzo. It can look like so much. So that's definitely an option. And I think with, you know, a little bit of work here, you can really have something super special.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit, helping you tackle all of your home improvement to-dos with confidence. We are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects done right with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, when you look up, is the view less than exciting? You know, decorative ceilings could be the solution to turn a blank and bland ceiling into an architectural showpiece. We're going to share some tips just ahead. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti with today's tip of the day. Your plumbing system has many different valves, but knowing where the most important ones are can potentially save you thousands of dollars. The main water valve controls the flow of all water into your home and must work properly to prevent damage. First, find the valve. It's usually located on the lowest level of your home near the street. Test the valve to see if it turns off. There shouldn't be any leaks or running water even if a faucet is turned on. Create a large tag and label it with the words main valve and hang it from the valve handle and make sure all household members can find it before a flood occurs. Another important location to know, the weakest link of your plumbing system, and it's probably the rubber connecting hoses on your washing machine. These hoses can dry out, burst, and allow thousands of gallons to rush into your home. To avoid this, be sure to turn off the water supply valves to the washer before leaving home for an extended period of time. That's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, we've got a great quick summertime tip here from the experts at Energy Star. Here you go. If you replace your five most frequently used bulbs around the house with Energy Star bulbs, you could save as much as $75 a year. Ultra-efficient, ultra-long-lasting LEDs, they do cost a little bit more up front, but you'll most likely earn back that cost in energy savings in less than a year. So go ahead, make that switch today.
You know, we actually, I just bought two spotlights that are LEDs, but these are integrated LEDs, so they don't have bulbs. The light is actually built into it. And I was really impressed with them. First of all, they were about $50 a piece. So not inexpensive, but these were really sturdy. They were just as bright as four separate spotlights that we had before. We had, on this house that we've bought, we had one of these, spotlight fixtures that had like four different spotlight bulbs coming out of it. And when I added it all up, we were going to get more light out of one of these LEDs, and it was going to cost like a tiny fraction of what the expense was to run it. And not only that, the fixtures today, we can adjust not only the brightness, but we can adjust the color of the bulb. So if you like it to be, you know, really stark white, kind of like that blue white, there's a setting for that, or you can rotate it all the way down to the other side, which gives you sort of that warm, that orangey kind of color. So a lot of function, a lot of flexibility, and a lot of energy savings with these LED lights these days. So definitely something to look into. Well, when you look up, is the view of your ceiling less than a bit exciting? Well, decorative ceilings could be the solution. Now, with a decorative ceiling, you can turn your blank and your bland ceiling into really an architectural showpiece. Now, Leslie, this is your area of expertise. So if you want to add some charm to a charmless ceiling, what kinds of options do we have? Because we're all starting with the same sort of blank slate, right?
Yeah, you know, and I mean, there's different levels of ornamentation, if you will, for a ceiling. And I think the most simple one, which I take for granted, I have crown molding at home, but, you know, I'm always looking at a house and wanting to move. And I can't believe how many homes don't have crown molding in the majority of spaces. And that really is the simplest way to elevate your room stature. It's going to draw your eyes up to the ceiling. And, you know, wood truly is a top choice for more traditional woodworkers and builders alike. But today you can also choose moldings that are made from foam and flexible polyurethane. They're going to last longer. They're not going to warp or deteriorate. And they really do look just like the real thing once you get them up. So don't shy away from an option like that. Now, another way to go is adding a ceiling medallion. Now, these really give you a focal point in sort of like the midpoint of your ceiling. Some people do them, you know, on top of a chandelier. Some people put them, you know, smack in the middle of a room with no light fixture in the room. It depends. You can find beautiful plaster vintage ones at architectural salvage shops. You can find foam or polyurethane ones at home centers that are meant to go with a chandelier. Paint them the same color as the ceiling, and they look gorgeous. And again, so many different styles. So if you want something more ornate or more modern, you've got it as available choices. Now, here's something else that gets pretty bold. It's putting tin, you know, those tin tiles that are pressed across the entire ceiling. They're beautiful. They really do look timeless. And there are thousands, literally, of panel patterns that you can choose from. And some of them have actually remained unchanged since tin ceilings came into style after the Civil War, and others definitely have a more modern appeal. Now, you can get more ornate, more woodwork involved. We can talk about a coffered ceiling. That's sort of when you see very, very decorative molding trim that sort of comes down off of the ceiling, creating these recessed boxes into your ceiling. Granted, it's just the ceiling, but the molding and the decorative part there does extend down. And sometimes it can extend down as far as 6 inches. You know, you've got to have the ceiling height for it, but it is fancy. It is beautiful. It really makes a big statement in a space. You're going to find a lot of new-built homes have this. Paint them the same color as the ceiling, and the room is stunning.
Now, sometimes a homeowner sort of fears or shies away from putting anything on a white ceiling for fear of making the room look smaller or the ceiling look lower. Is that really a genuine fear? Can that happen? Or is this sort of like a trick of the eye when you make these ceiling treatments that it can actually make it seem bigger?
I mean, I think it depends, really. I love painting a ceiling the same color as the walls. It depends on the size of the space. It depends on how adventurous you are. I don't ever think it makes the room feel smaller. I also really enjoy putting a wallpaper on the ceiling. this is kind of right on the nose, but I was looking at one that was black with sort of like a vintage celestial pattern. So, yes, it was stars and moons, but it was very ethereal and kind of modern, but also gypsy. And I thought that would look amazing on a ceiling. So don't shy away from doing something like that. It can open up the room. It can make the room feel bigger, more well-designed, more thought out. And if you're afraid to go too far from white, think about like a blush pink or something that just has like a slight tint of color off the white, and that changes the whole feel of the room.
I'm sorry. When you say put wallpaper on the ceiling, I just go right to 20 years from now when somebody wants to get that off and they're like laying on their back upside down and scaffolding going, what were they thinking? Wallpaper on the ceiling.
Come on. You know I'm never moving, so I'm going to do it. This is the Money Pit broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, terrazzo has been proven as a floor that's both durable and beautiful. But while traditional terrazzo is costly and it's really expensive to install, stone-based terrazzo coating systems are not, and they're super easy to install. We're going to share some tips next.
You live in a Money Pit.
Summertime opens the door to all sorts of new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance or a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can actually handle the rest, from start to finish, or connect you to a top pro who can. So you can start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. We've been telling you about SunTouch floor warming, and with winter around the corner, now is the perfect time to install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and start enjoying warm floors for just pennies a day.
And now with the SunStat Connect Plus thermostat, you can remotely access and control your floor heating system from anywhere, as well as with Alexa and Hey Google. Installing a SunTouch floor warming system is fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro.
So choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 50 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-626-0786 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-626-0786. That's 800-626-0786.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything you want it to be.
Get help with your home projects when you follow the Money Pit podcast. Just go to moneypit.com/podcast.
All right, Money Pit listeners, we've got an amazing giveaway today, courtesy of Trex. They just launched a brand new Trex Transcend deck kit at Lowe's. Now, Trex has provided us a $500 gift card to Lowe's to help you get started with your project. Now, the Trex Transcend deck kit, that includes all of the materials that you need to build a 12-foot by 16-foot deck with Trex's top-of-the-line Transcend decking, the Trex fascia, and the Trex Hideaway hidden fasteners. You can head on over to Lowe's.com. You can order the kit right there, and everything you need for that project is going to either be available at the local store or shipped directly to the project site. Hopefully, that's your backyard making a beautiful deck. You can find the Trex Transcend decking exclusively at Lowe's and Lowe's.com.
That $500 Lowe's gift card is going out to one very lucky listener who reaches out to us with their home improvement question. So make that you, and you got to have a home improvement question. It's got to be a real one to qualify. So call us at 888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or head to moneypit.com and just click on the blue microphone button to record your question.
Janet in South Carolina, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Got a question on options other than tile to put around bathroom due to some staining.
So options other than tile for a bathroom wall. So I think, Leslie, first we have to consider durability here. And if you don't want to go tile, then I'm thinking probably a surround. One of these pre-made surrounds, probably the way to go, right?
I mean, they're going to be the best way to go. They're clean. You know, they're seamless except at the corners. So you have a nice, smooth, solid wall that's, you know, virtually leak-proof except for the areas that you attach to, floor, sides. So the wall itself is going to be great. And they do come in a variety of colors. They can look like they have tile pressed into them. You know, I mean, lots of different ways to use it.
Yeah, and there's a little bit of skill required to install them because they're not going to fit perfectly out of the box. Sometimes you have to trim the width. And, of course, they have to be glued in place, and you have to be caulked at the bottom. But I think that's a really good, inexpensive, effective option for you if you don't want to go with tile.
Well, for hundreds of years, terrazzo has been proven as a floor that's both durable and beautiful. But while traditional terrazzo is costly and it's very expensive to install, Deich Coating's new terrazzo flooring system is not. Now, this is a stone-based liquid flooring system that works indoors and out, and it provides a very realistic and attractive appearance.
Now, applying this stuff is really easy. You just mix the product, you pour it on the floor, and you roll it out to spread the product evenly across the surface. 1 gallon covers 60 square feet, so that makes it a great selection for a porch, steps, little patio, or you can order more and cover your pool decks, your basements, or your garage floors. So there's a lot of flexibility there. And once that terrazzo dries, you just put a sealer on top of it, and you are good to go. It completely resurfaces the existing floor or concrete surface with a flexible and watertight, very easy to clean finish.
Yeah, and you've essentially got the beauty of real granite, but you just roll it on, and it's super tough stuff, too. It's been tested for water, salt, chemicals, impact, abrasion resistance, and it also resists hot tire pickup, plus mold and mildew. I mean, this thing is tough. Now, the product even covers and hides hairline cracks and minor flaws in your existing surface.
The terrazzo is available in 6 pre-mixed colors. It dries quickly. It cleans up easily with water. You'll find the terrazzo along with other Deich Coatings primers and decorative concrete products online at Lowe's or at DeichCoatings.com.
Lisa from Delaware is on the line with a chimney question. Lisa, what can we do for you today?
I have 2 chimneys. One is a brick chimney and the other one with a stucco chimney. I recently had them both repaired. The brick chimney needed to be repointed, and above the brick chimney, underneath the stainless steel cap, I guess, I don't know if it's cement or mortar, but that was all cracked. And in the winter, the ice would form between the cracks. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I had that repaired. The other chimney that was stucco had a hairline crack in it, and they suggested restuccoing the chimney and stippling it, which is like a popcorn ceiling type of an effect.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So all that was done. Now they told me wait about 6 months, and then I should have it sealed to protect it. Now it's $75 a chimney to get it sealed.
So what they're talking about is a masonry sealer, and you probably don't need this. It's not like you need it to protect it. Usually you put sealers on if you're concerned about leaks. But If you are going to put a sealer on it, they're silicone-based, and you have to make sure that you use one that's vapor-permeable. Some of the older sealer products out there are not vapor-permeable, and that means that moisture gets in, it gets trapped under the surface of the concrete, and then it'll freeze and spall or crack, and that could actually accelerate the deterioration of the chimney itself. So if you use a good quality silicone sealer that's vapor-permeable, it can slow the absorption of moisture into the chimney, but I've just not sure you need it. The kinds of things that you're talking about doing, except for the total restuccoing of the chimney, I don't know if I would have gone that far just to repair a crack. But the other things that you're talking about are all entirely expected. You know, having to repoint some mortar, having to repair a cracked chimney cap, a concrete cap around the chimney. Those are all normal. I don't necessarily think that putting a sealer on is going to have that much of a major effect of slowing down any further deterioration. I think it's just sort of wear and tear.
Okay, and if it's not vapor permeable, it could even harm it.
That's correct. Exactly right, Lisa.
So I should ask the mason then if it's, you know, but he could tell me anything. He could say, yeah, it is.
Well, it's very easy. Find out what product he's using and go look up the product online and read about it.
But you're saying really it's probably not worth it.
I don't know that it's totally necessary. Unless the chimneys are leaking, I probably wouldn't do it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit, where we are tackling home improvement projects together. We're coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, we're going to help Joel with a project that's going on at his Money Pit. He's searching for the best floor for his basement. Lots of choices out there, but they're not all right for that space. So stick around.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
find the decor that you might be looking for at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, which features antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture. Tables, chairs, dressers, mirrors, prints, paintings, photographs, framed canvases, sculptures, unique glassware, including vases, punch bowls, and vintage tumblers, goblets, teacups, saucers, and silverware, and much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Vagueness in any kind of an agreement. So my first piece of advice is this. I hope you have your own architect, because you need a set of plans for the house you want to build done for you, not through the contractor. Because an architect would make sure that everything is in that set of plans, including specifications for cabinets and appliances and faucets and fixtures and all that stuff, because there's just such a wide range of quality. One builder's set of everything being included is going to be a heck of a lot different than another. So you need to really specify that out. That is critical, because only when you have a set of plans that both builders are bidding on can you fairly compare them. Otherwise, it's very, very difficult. You'd have to make adjustments all across the board on a line item by line item basis for everything that differs. There's just so many different ways that this could go wrong. You really can't start there with two contractors that want to give you a set of plans for two different houses. You got to start with one. I'm going to presume for this argument that you have maybe a piece of property and either of them can put the house on it, but you really need to back this up, get an architect first, design it, and then you give those plans to the carpenters or to the contractors, and they can give you an apples-to-apples comparison. They'll all be bidding on the same thing. If they don't particularly like something in the specs, then you can make adjustments on a case-by-case basis. But that's not going to be the whole thing. That might be like, well, we don't use this brand of floor covering. We use this other, or we prefer to put this much insulation, and your contract specifies something else. Those are easy adjustments to make, but you just got to get into those nitty-gritty details. Otherwise, you got nothing to compare. I mean, beyond that, then I would be looking at all their past customers, their past houses. I'd be speaking with the folks whose homes they've built, both this year, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, see how everything is holding up, and especially make sure you have a good sense as to, you know, what their working practices are too, because you need to get a sense that they're going to be on your house and only on your house and not skipping around through a bunch of other projects.
All right. Good luck with that, Vicki, and make sure there's two guest rooms for Tom and I to come visit. All right. Now, Joel writes, my family is growing, so I'm looking to make my basement a usable space. The problem is the flooring. It's poured concrete, but it has a lot of rise and fall. The main floor joist has a range of 98 inches to 107 inches. What do you suggest?
Well, first of all, you're not going to change the rise or the fall of that floor. But in terms of the basement flooring, I would choose a product that's designed for damp areas. And you have tons of choices these days. You could look at some of the laminate products. You could look at the engineered vinyl planks. You could look at the hybrid stone products like Duravana from LL Flooring. Incredibly durable and can go in a completely damp location like that without any impact whatsoever. But whatever you do, don't use hardwood, because that's going to warp.
Yeah, good luck with that, Joel. It's always nice to have the extra space for people to hang out.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful summer day. We hope that you are enjoying the space around your home. If you're in the midst of a project, remember you can reach out to us 24/7 at 888 Money Pit. But for now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRocher. The Democrat majority in the House yesterday passed President Biden's so-called Inflation Reduction Act, but the question is, will it really do that? Economic analysis of the proposal suggests probably not anytime soon. Now, part of the bill allocates money to hire thousands of new IRS agents. Wisconsin Republican Representative Mike Gallagher tells the Salem Radio Network, according to the U.S. Army website, about 90,000 soldiers make up an Army field unit.
We're basically putting in place a field army's worth of IRS agents. And if you think that's innocuous, well, then you've never been audited.
The Republican says that should worry every taxpayer, regardless of how much you make. Here's the numbers.
We're talking a $90 billion slush fund for the IRS, in addition to 87,000 new IRS agents. The whole thing is absolutely insane.
Gallagher says he's unsure if Democrats recognize they're headed for a disaster in November and want to spend as much as they can in the meantime, or if they really believe that their act improves the chances at the polls. Author Salman Rushdie remains hospitalized after an attack yesterday in upstate New York. His alleged assailant today entered a not guilty plea on charges of attempted murder and assault.
Hadi Matar is from New Jersey, where it is understood searches of the property where he lives are being carried out. His parents migrated to the U.S. from Lebanon. Reports say a law enforcement review of his social media accounts suggests he was sympathetic to the causes of the Iranian Revolution Guards, a major military and political force in Iran. In 1989, Iran's spiritual leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, issued a death sentence on Sir Salman, accusing him of blasphemy for his book The Satanic Verses. Though Iran has now distanced itself from the fatwa, the bounty has never been withdrawn.
BBC's Raiza Iqbal reporting.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
The insect that's been bugging you may be smarter than you think.
Trillions of insects migrate across the globe each year, yet little is known about their journeys. So to look for clues, scientists in Germany took to the skies, placing tiny trackers on the backs of giant moths and followed them by plane. To the researchers' surprise, the moths seemed to have a strong sense of where they were going. Even when the winds changed, the insects stayed on a straight course, the scientists reported in the journal Science. Their flight paths suggest these death's head hawk moths have some complex navigation skills, challenging earlier ideas that insects are just wanderers. Keith Peters reporting.
Louisiana faces a deadline later this year to replace its voting systems, the most outdated and unreliable of any state. But conspiracy theories and false claims threaten to derail the process. Townhall.com. Cleanup efforts continue in Wyoming after a pipeline cracked.
The diesel pipeline, owned by a company that's being sued by federal prosecutors over previous spills in two other states, cracked open and released more than 45,000 gallons of fuel. The spill was discovered by the pipeline's operator July 27th. The Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality says the fuel spilled into sandy soil on a private ranch land near the small community of Sussex and did not spread very far. Jason Walker reporting.
San Francisco testing out three custom-made trash cans this summer, part of a search that began back in 2018 when officials wanted to replace the thousands of round public bins that have been on the streets for nearly 20 years. City promises the new bins will be in place by the end of 2023. More on these stories, townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Are just plain dumb. They're designed to keep your water hot whether you need it or not.
And that can mean lots of wasted energy. But there's a quick fix that's easy and inexpensive.
Read how to install a water heater blanket when you hit moneypit.com. Just click on ideas and tips, then click repair and improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT. 888-666-3974.
The Money Pit is presented by Trex Decking, Deich Coatings, the Angie app, Quick Creep, and SunTouch.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you get projects done around your money pit. If you are thinking about getting something done now or want to plan a project for the fall, or you got something that's bugging you, maybe the floor's squeaking, the toilet's leaking, or you want to update the kitchen cabinets or the bathrooms or the countertops or the lighting, hey, now would be a really good time to reach out to us because, hey, that's what we do. That's what we've been doing for over 20 years, and we love our job. I especially love my job because before this, I used to spend a good part of my day crawling through very hot attics and then bellying through very damp, nasty crawl spaces and finding termites and stuff like that. And this is much easier, Leslie, I got to say. You know, just going to the studio, really do appreciate that. But most importantly, we appreciate you, and we love helping you with those projects. So reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, hey, are you overflowing with yard tools and pool toys and lawn chairs and kid bikes? Wondering what to do with all that stuff when the weather starts to chill? Well, you might be ready to build a shed. Whether you want to do that to just store the overflow or create that perfect man cave or she shed or we shed, these projects are more popular than ever, and we're going to have some pro tips to help you do it right.
All right, now, when you think about crafting projects, what comes to mind? Scrapbooking, needlepoint? How about concrete?
Yeah, that's my material choice for a project, concrete.
Yeah, you can craft with concrete, so we're going to share some tips.
You can.
You can. So we're going to share some tips on a whole new way to create fun and useful craft projects using this very sturdy building material.
And you might think of ivy as a way to make your home look distinguished, but did you know that it can also wreak some pretty serious havoc on your siding and cause major carpenter ant problems? We're going to have tips on the best way to manage those creepy vines.
But first, let us know what you are working on in these last few summer weekends. Maybe you've got an outside project. Maybe you're finally making that deck beautiful to enjoy those last few weeks of summer. Well, whatever it is, give us a call. Let us lend you a hand. Plus, we've got a great giveaway this hour, courtesy of Trex, who just launched the new Trex Transcend Deck Kit at Lowe's. Now, Trex has provided us a $500 gift card to Lowe's to help you get started with that project.
So give us a call right now with your questions. We'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat. You might just win that $500 gift card to Lowe's. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions on MoneyPit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Stan, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Oh, well, I had just bought a house that was built in 1995. It's a 4,000 square foot underground home.
Wow, that sounds neat.
And it's not a transformed, like, missile. I've been to Oklahoma, and I've seen these, like, missile launching areas that have been sort of retaken over and turned into homes.
No, this is actually a underground concrete structure that was specifically built to be a house.
Do you get to mow your roof?
Yes, I do.
Interesting.
Very cool. So what can we help you with?
Well, I knew when I bought this that it had a few leaks, and being that the house is getting close to being 20 years old, I feel that it's time to probably remove the dirt and expose and probably replace the roof, and especially since I have some leaks. I'm having trouble finding somebody that deals with any kind of underground structure home, and especially like in roof ceiling of that nature. And I was curious if, I mean, I'm sure this is probably going to be an expensive undertaking, but furthermore, after I go back and get it all done, when I find the contractor to do it, what maybe is there some care, preventative maintenance that how I care for that underground roof system, so I'm not coming back, you know, at a later date and time and going back through the same process?
There's no way we could give you the answer to that question, but we can give you some advice on how to approach it. What I would do is I would find an architect to spec out this roof project, because it's a big project, 4,000 square foot roof. And I would have an architect or an engineer spec out the project. Let them do the research on what is the most viable materials out there right now available to replace this roof with, and have them prepare a specification for that. It's worth the investment, because then with that spec, you can bring it to qualified contractors, and I would guess probably the best contractors would be those that do commercial roofing, not residential roofing. And have them follow this specification exactly. I would not try to find a roofing contractor that has their own personal idea of how to do this, because you're not going to find somebody that's experienced in these homes. It's too unique. But if you find a building professional that could spec this out for you, do the research on the best way to replace that roof, that spec will be very valuable to you.
Perfect. That's a great idea. Never even thought of that.
All right. Well, good luck, Stan.
Hey, guys. I appreciate it.
We got to work smarter, not harder, right?
That's right.
Thank you so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Mary in Wisconsin, you've got the Money Pit. What can we help you with today?
I'm redoing my basement, and I'm wondering about flooring. It has had a rubber-backed carpet, which has been taken up, so we're down to the concrete, and I'm just wondering what would be a good thing to put back down on the floor there.
So rubber-backed carpet was kind of popular at one point in time, but generally speaking, we don't recommend carpet for basements because they're so damp. You can build up a lot of debris down there that can cause allergic reactions. You get dust mites and all that sort of thing that will nest in the carpet. So I would look to a smooth surface material. So your options might be laminate floor, which is beautiful. It could look like hardwood floor or tile.
It's made of different composite materials. It's very, very tough surface. And it floats. It's not glued down. It floats on top of the floor. Or you could choose a special type of hardwood floor called engineered hardwood. Now, solid hardwood would not be recommended for a basement because it's too moist, but engineered is made up of different layers of hardwood. It kind of looks like the guts of it kind of look like plywood, but the surface, it looks like a regular hardwood floor. You can't really tell the difference once it's down. And I think that would be a good option as well.
I really like the carpet down there.
Use area rugs. You're just going to be sad. It's just going to cause a lot of problems. It's going to make you feel yucky. It's going to feel damp down there.
And it's a very dated look today, too. I mean, things have changed in terms of decor. And I think the solid surface of a laminate floor or an engineered hardwood floor would be much more common today.
Is there something feasible in the price range, though?
Yeah, I mean, laminate floor is really affordable. You can get that for as little as maybe $4 a square foot.
Yeah, you know what? Go online. I've seen laminate flooring just south of $2 a square foot. So there's really some great options that are very affordable out there.
Okay, thank you.
Mary, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, helping you tackle all your home improvement projects, whether you're lounging poolside or maybe thinking about those fall projects. Whatever it is, we are here to lend a hand. The Money Pit is broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And just ahead, are you looking for a bit more room for outdoor storage? You're going to have options for he sheds, she sheds, and even we sheds when the Money Pit returns. Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Quality air and filtration is important, but if you've got traditional pleated air filters and you don't replace them every month, they're going to quickly get caked with dirt and dust. And when that happens, airflow stops and your HVAC system can't do its job, and ultimately, you can damage your system.
Which is why we're thrilled to now be working with Castle Filters. They've created a patented no-maintenance one-year HVAC air filter that holds 10 times more dust than a pleated filter.
Yep, Castle Filters is a great story. Their filters have more surface area, so they work longer, and they're using a patented sticky layer that traps more dust particles yet maintains airflow, so you can leave it in for a full year.
Castle filters do cost a little more than a traditional air filter, but come on, they last 10 times longer, saving you a ton of money in the long run.
And having better airflow through your HVAC system means your unit doesn't have to work as hard, which also saves you money.
So get Castle filters for your home. They're available in all common sizes. Just visit castlefilters.com to learn more and to find out where to buy in your area. That's castlefilters.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects, from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie can handle the rest, from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you'll get their happiness guarantee covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today, or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, if you can dream it, you can build it. Join us on The Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Hey, how'd you guys like to win a $500 gift card to Lowe's to help you get started with some projects? Well, you can do that because we've got an amazing giveaway courtesy of Trex. Now, they just launched the new Trex Transcend Deck Kit at Lowe's, and they've given us a $500 Lowe's gift card to help you get started with that project. Now, the Trex Transcend Deck Kit includes all the Trex materials required to build a 12 by 16 foot Trex deck, and that includes Trex top-of-the-line Transcend decking, Trex fascia, and Trex hideaway hidden fasteners. Now, these fasteners are very cool because essentially it means you're not going to see any nails or screws in that beautiful Trex deck surface. Now, you can order this deck kit, which is one click on Lowe's.com. You'll get all the Trex products you need. They'll have it ready for pickup, or you can ship it directly to your project site. The Trex Transcend Deck Kit is available exclusively at Lowe's and Lowe's.com, and that $500 gift card to Lowe's from Trex is going out to one very, very lucky listener who reaches us with their home improvement question. And yes, you must have a home improvement question in order to qualify for this drawing. Call us now at 888-MONEYPIT with that question, or head to moneypit.com, click the blue microphone button, and record your question right there.
Bob in Delaware, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, I have a faulty garage door opener diagnosed by the manufacturer having a bad circuit board. And the question I have is with regard to surge protection of garage door openers. And there are two types that I can identify. One, like you might use for your electronic equipment, and a special garage door opener made by a company, Chamberlain, that has not only protection for the basic motor and the circuit board, but also for the control panels.
Okay, so first of all, are you going to repair the garage door opener and put the new circuit board in it, Bob?
Yes, because it's under warranty, and they'll replace the part for free, but the laborer has to pay for it.
Yeah, that's kind of an unusual thing to happen. I actually have never heard of a board like that failing, but okay. It can happen. So now what you want to do is you're thinking that that could have been caused by electrical surge and you want to protect from that?
Most people I talk to do not have surge protectors on their garage door opener.
No, most people don't. And I would be hesitant to probably add one because I think this is probably an anomaly. But I will say this. If you are going to put this on, Chamberlain makes one, I would definitely trust that brand. I know a lot about that brand and the people behind it, and it's a good brand. They make good products. And so if they're offering something that does this, I wouldn't be hesitant to invest in it.
Yeah, that sounds good. You know, all these little devices we have around the house, you know, garage door openers and microwaves and stuff like that, are all susceptible to surges of sorts.
But, you know, generally you put surge protection on your main panel, not necessarily on every appliance. And sometimes you put them on, you know, computers and that sort of thing. But this is a very unusual circumstance. But if you're going to put something on and Chamberlain makes a product for that, I would trust it. Okay, Bob?
Hey, very good. Thank you.
Well, homeowners have always had sort of a love-hate relationship with backyard sheds. We love the extra storage space, but we hate the way they look. You know, building one is not as easy as it seems, and maintaining a shed is a job that feels like it never ends. But whether you're just a little tight on outside storage, or maybe you want to build a she shed or a man cave, there are four important things to consider.
Yeah, first off, is the cost. An average shed today is between about $1,000 and $5,000, depending on the materials you choose and whether you go DIY or you hire a pro to build it for you. But whether you decide to do that or do it alone, there are several basic questions you need to ask yourself first before you start that shopping process. And first one is, what's the size and style going to be? Because you need to decide if you need something that's simple and utilitarian, or do you want something that's really decorative and ornate? There's just tons of different styles and sizes out there. So evaluate your home, check out the property thoroughly to determine the best style for your needs. And one trick to make the design fit in, so to speak, is to choose a style that matches your home's roof line. If it fits the roof line, it's going to look like it was always there. And if it doesn't, sometimes it looks totally out of place. For example, if your home has a gabled roof, building a shed that's got a barn-style roof is not going to look right. So think about that and decide what size and what style you're going to build.
All right, now budget. If you've got a tight budget, you can design a simple shed that's going to get the job done, but not necessarily have all those frills. If you've got a little extra wiggle room, you can look for added features such as integrated shelving maybe inside, decorative trim on the exterior, or you can go all out man cave or she shed, add some electricity, heat, plumbing, running water, whatever you want. Let's make it really awesome in there.
Yeah, and finally, let's talk about permits. This is really important. You need to check your local building property codes to determine if you need a building permit to build a shed on your property. There are two or three different types that could apply. We could be talking about a building permit, a mechanical permit, and a zoning permit, which basically says like how many accessory structures or extra buildings you can have on your property. You don't want to find out if you finish that shed that it's got to come down because it violated some building codes or zoning ordinance. So make sure you do that in advance. This way, when it's complete, you can get to filling up with all that stuff, and you'll have some great storage space to enjoy in the years to come.
Laura in Connecticut's on the line and wants to rearrange the kitchen. How can we help you?
It's an old house. The house is 100 plus. And right underneath the kitchen floor, there is a portion of the floor that doesn't have a beam under it. We would like to put an appliance there. We would like to place an appliance there. So we just need something that would just support it gently, just in case too much weight.
So, I mean, generally speaking, floor structures are designed to hold a refrigerator. They're not that heavy. If you wanted to beef up the structure in that area, your kitchen already has existing floor joists, so the girder will go perpendicular to those. It's not a true girder in the sense that it wouldn't be supported with its own foundation, but what sometimes many folks will do is they'll put a girder-like beam underneath those floor joists on some lolly columns, maybe supported by a very small foundation that might be a 1-foot by 1-foot square pour of concrete. So that you can kind of take the bounce out of the middle of those beams. Sometimes if you have long beams in a house or long floor joists in a house, you'll get kind of a bounce when you walk across the floor, and that can make it feel weak, even though maybe it's not, but it just has more flex in it than you're accustomed to. So putting in the additional beam perpendicular to the floor joists can eliminate that. It's not going to hold up more than that beam, so it doesn't need to be substantially supported. But I think still that you could do a carpenter could do a good clean job and give you that additional support that's going to make you feel comfortable. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Okay, now if there is a dirt floor, would it be wiser to put down a cement foundation?
So you would support it by columns, and in the bottom of the column would be supported by concrete, not necessarily a complete floor, but what generally you'll do is dig out maybe a 1-foot by 1-foot square hole, fill that up with concrete, and have the columns sit right on top of that. Again, it's not the same kind of foundation that you would use to put a beam up that was holding up the entire house, but what you're really doing here is just sort of taking the bounce out of that floor and giving it a little bit of additional support. Laura, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, Abram in Arizona is on the line looking to run a gas line for a dryer. How can we help you?
I have a home that has an electric outlet for the dryer, but I want to run a gas line to it because I have a gas dryer. I'm in Goodyear, Arizona, so it's not like I desperately need a dryer. I could just set it out
and it would dry.
But I would like to run a gas line for the heat versus using electric.
Now, does the house already have gas hooked up to it?
Yes, the hot water heater and the kitchen both have gas.
Okay. So running a gas pipe, you know, is generally a job for a plumber because if you get it wrong, you could cause a serious issue. But essentially, what you're going to need to do is to tap into that existing gas line at the place that it makes the most sense to do that, depending on the layout of the line. You're going to need to obviously have a valve before that so you can do this work, or you can turn the gas off at the meter to do the work. And then you're going to have a valve at the end of it, and then you're going to have a flex gas line that goes from that valve into the dryer itself. So it's not a terribly complicated project to do, but if you've not worked with gas piping before, it's not the kind of job that I would generally recommend be your first do-it-yourself project because of the danger of it, getting it wrong.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Take care, sir. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studios. Let Angie take your home projects from start to finish.
Download the app today. Coming up, concrete, it's a material that we usually think about for heavy-duty uses, sidewalks, foundations, driveways, but it's actually a really popular product that you can use for fun craft projects. We're going to share some ideas next. 888-MONEY-PIT. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, Bob at Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your home improvement project questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or head on over to the Money Pit website at moneypit.com/podcast and grab our pod. It comes out every Monday and Thursday just in time to help you tackle your next home improvement adventure.
All right, now we've got Diane in Illinois who needs some extra storage space at her Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I have a deck off of our master bedroom, and it's a 12 by 12 deck, and I want to turn it into a walk-in closet, and I want to bring my washer and dryer from the basement upstairs and put it into that closet.
Well, this sounds like a good project, Diane, but I have to tell you that generally when people try to convert a deck into a finished room, I've seen it done many, many times, especially in the 20 years I spent as a professional home inspector. It just doesn't work for a lot of reasons. And I can understand that you want it to, you know, flow nicely into the house and all of that, but you're really talking about an addition here. And if you're going to build an addition, you typically are going to build it different than a deck. What I would recommend is that even though this is a small project, it's a complicated project because not only do you want a closet, you also want laundry there. I think this is a great opportunity for you to consult with an architect because you have a lot to do to get this done correctly, and you also don't want to make it look like it's sort of slapped on the outside of your house because it's going to detract from your home value. But every single time I've seen somebody try to take a deck and convert it into living space, it's never worked out too well. It might be that you can preserve some of the framing and maybe incorporate it in there, but it's going to now be living space. It's going to have to be heated. It's going to have to be cooled. It's going to have wiring. It's going to have plumbing. You know, it's an addition. It's no longer going to be in a deck. So while that space might fit well for it, you know, starting with the existing deck doesn't always make the most sense, okay?
Okay. So what would we would have to just tear that deck down and start over, or?
You may, but that's why I say let's not speculate on this and let's not make a wrong step. This is a type of project where you are well advised to hire an architect. It's not going to be an expensive consulting fee because it's a small project. But it's really smart to do that in this situation because you'll find out what you can save and what you have to tear down. You won't make a costly mistake.
Okay. I didn't want anything falling off the house and tearing the roof apart, and I didn't want to have to do all of that. So I appreciate your advice.
Well, concrete is a material we usually think about for heavy-duty uses like sidewalks or foundations, but it's actually a really popular product that you can use for fun craft projects.
Yeah, and you know what? This comes from Quikrete. They've got a bunch of videos on their website with concrete crafting projects. And what I thought was really neat looking was making concrete vases. And they're actually super easy to do. Now, Quikrete has the step-by-step on their site, but generally, here's how it works. First, you pick up some Quikrete concrete countertop mix. While it's a high-strength product that's designed for a countertop, it really does work great for casting projects like making these vases or even pendant lights. Now, it comes in two colors, gray and white, and it's designed to flow exactly where you need it to. So to make your vase, you take a plastic bottle and drill a hole in the top that's big enough to fit a pen, candle, test tube, something like that. Really, anything tube-shaped is going to work because the tube will become the hole for your flowers. Then just turn that bottle upside down, cut off the bottom, and fill it with the concrete mix. About a day later, you cut away the plastic from the concrete, and at that point, the concrete's going to be solid, but the edges are still going to be soft enough for you to sand away any of the rough spots. and what you're left with is a vase in the shape of the inside of the bottle that you used as a mold, and that tube becomes the holder for the beautiful flowers that you're going to add. I mean, it's really a great project and such an interesting use for such a durable building material. I really like these types of things.
And the Quikrete countertop mix is basically all you need to get this done, so everything else you probably can find right around your house. You can check out the entire video at Quikrete.com. Just click on the how-to videos. That's Quikrete.com. Quikrete, it's what America is made of. And if you take on this project, it might be what some beautiful concrete vases will be made of, too.
This is the Money Pit. Call in your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, you might think of ivy as a way to make your home look distinguished, but did you know it can also wreak some serious structural havoc? We're going to explain next.
You live in a money pit.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with the RoofMax treatment. With more than 50 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
We've been telling you about SunTouch floor warming, and with winter around the corner, now is the perfect time to install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and start enjoying warm floors for just pennies a day.
And now with the SunStat Connect Plus thermostat, you can remotely access and control your floor heating system from anywhere, as well as with Alexa and Hey Google. Installing a SunTouch floor warming system is fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro.
So choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com. Did you know that you can cover the ugly concrete around your home with the elegance of granite in just one weekend and as easy as painting? Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deich Coatings is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, or garage floor for lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo, available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-626-0786 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-626-0786. That's 800-626-0786.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, do you need some help? What are you working on? You got a renovation, a repair, or a decorating project? Well, post your question at moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask.
And the Money Pit is coming to you from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today.
Hey, Money Pit listeners, what are you working on this weekend? Well, we can help you get that project done right, or maybe even give you a bigger and better project to work on. We've got an amazing giveaway today, courtesy of Trex. Now, they've just launched the new Trex Transcend Deck Kit at Lowe's. So, of course, Trex has provided us with a $500 gift card to Lowe's to help you get started with that project. Now, the Trex Transcend Deck Kit, that's going to include all the materials that you need to build a 12-foot by 16-foot deck with Trex's top-of-the-line Transcend decking, Trex fascia, and Trex Hideaway hidden fasteners. The Trex is high performance, it's eco-friendly, it's made of a composite, so it's super durable and eco-friendly. It's made primarily from recycled materials, so it's going to retain its beauty for decades and also require very minimal upkeep. I mean, this is great. Looks good, easy to take care of, you gotta love it. So, guys, you can spend more time enjoying rather than maintaining. That is the benefit of a Trex composite deck. Now, you can find the Trex deck kit exclusively at Lowe's and Lowe's.com. But we've got a $500 Lowe's gift card going out to one very lucky listener who reaches out to us with their home improvement question.
And, yes, you got to have a home improvement question. You can't just say, I want to be entered into the drawing. Let's get some of those.
I want the kit.
I want the card. But reach out to us. We want to hear from you. We want to hear about those questions, whether it's an inside project, an outside project. Maybe you need help planning that deck project. Whatever it is, the number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or post your questions to moneypit.com. Just click the blue microphone button.
Now we've got Tom in Nebraska on the line with a decking question. How can we help you today?
I'm building a cedar deck. I'm trying to figure out which products to use in order to, you know, preserve the life of it.
Okay, well, cedar's a good choice because it's naturally insect-resistant. So you don't have to worry so much about decay, but if you want to stop it from cracking and checking and splitting, which it'll do simply from exposure to the sun, then you really need to think about putting a product on it that's got a UV protectant in it, like a stain. Now, since it's brand new, I might suggest in this particular case a semi-transparent stain that's going to give it some UV protection. It'll help even out the color, and it'll protect it from the cracking and the checking that goes on. You can pretty much put it on right away, but sometimes when people build cedar decks, they want to enjoy them for a few months just until they start to gray a bit, and then they'll stain them. So the choice is yours, but a semi-transparent stain would be a good option for you right now.
Okay, cool. I wasn't sure what to do, you know. I appreciate it, man.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, you might think that ivy is a way to make your home look distinguished, but did you know that it can also wreak some serious structural havoc?
Well, it definitely can. You know, ivy does look beautiful. It looks distinguished. And I tell you, growing up in an old house with some stone walls, it can be beautiful. But the truth is that ivy can destroy masonry walls. It can attract carpenter ants. And it even can attract rodents, like rats. And if it gets bad enough, it can kill trees. We had ivy that was really strangling one of our trees in our yard, and what I ended up doing was I had to actually take the chainsaw and I cut through the ivy vine, which had grown to be probably about 2 inches in diameter. And then once I did that, of course, everything above it dried out and eventually it fell off. It took about 2 years, by the way, but the tree is doing great as a result. It did.
My goodness. So we have wisteria, and the wisteria, I didn't plant it. I mean, I happen to love it, but it takes over everything. Same thing. So when we were doing the driveway and I was trying to clean some stuff up, I was just hacking away at these massive roots, and I'm still kind of waiting to see, like, what parts are going to fall off of what. I'm like, does that one look brown? Maybe I got that one. I don't know. It's hard to tell because these things, the ivy, the wisteria, they grow very quickly and very aggressively. Now, is there a way for us to enjoy ivy or any of these climbing, you know, plants like this without them causing any trouble?
I think the trouble is that you need to basically stay on top of it because it is so aggressive. And when it grows on your house, it has little tendrils that go out and they grab like little fingers. They just really hold on. And even when you pull it off, you see some of this plant material behind. And if your house is the type that needs to be painted, you got to scrape right through all that stuff. So it adds to all that work too. So I don't know. It's a tough plant to have on around, to have around your house. So what I would do is, first of all, I would scrape the siding and remove the dead branches and remove those leaves. Make sure you get those little tendrils off.
Those ivy stems that you see, cut them close to the ground with loppers. For trees, this is really effective. Collect that ivy and stuff into trash bags so it doesn't re-root. And then brush herbicide onto the leaves of an ivy stem, and that actually will soak into the stem and kill the root structure as well. So it's a matter of just kind of staying on top of it. And I tell you, it took literally years of constant work for me to cut back the amount of ivy that we had around your house. I told you about that one big, big vein that was going up the tree. The reason I didn't pull it off right away is because, first of all, it was locked on there. But as it dried out, it was easier for me to pull it off, and I just didn't see the need to kind of climb up the tree to get it all off, manually. But it did come down. But the other problem was we had ivy that was going along the side of the yard, and I rented a rototiller. I had to keep stopping, like, every couple of minutes to cut the vines off the blades of the rototiller because it just wouldn't cut them. It would just sort of run up the rototiller like a spindle. So it's tough stuff. That's why you really got to stay on top of it to make sure it doesn't take over your house.
All right. Well, enjoy it carefully, everyone. Charlene in Louisiana is on the line with a roofing question. What are you working on?
I have a shallow roof on my house. They call it like a 2-3 pitch. It's not flat. I mean, it's but it's very shallow, okay, almost no attic, you know, about maybe 2 feet in there. I was interested in an aluminum roof. You know, like a lifetime roof, and I wanted to know which would be better, that or a regular shingle roof, like an architectural roof.
You don't have the pitch for an asphalt shingle roof. You need to have at least a 312 or a 412 roof to put in shingles.
Well, I have shingles on it now, and they've been there for like 20 years.
I'm telling you, you may, but it's not right. You can only put shingles on a roof. It's got a minimum pitch of 312 or 412. And if you've got them on there right now, count your blessings, but it shouldn't have been put on there. And any roofing manufacturer will tell you that. If your options therefore are either to do, say, a rolled roofing or a rubber roofing or a metal roof, as long as it's rated for that low pitch. And I think a metal roof's a great investment if you're going to be there for the long haul. But that's what I would invest in because, you know, with that low of a pitch, you probably don't see it very much, and you want to make sure that it's really going to be watertight. And with a low pitch, you just can't use an architectural shingle. It just won't work.
This is the Money Pit broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects done right.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
All right. Well, if you'd like to update the look of dull bedroom furniture, a lacquered dresser or chest of drawers can do just that. We're going to share how to achieve this classic finish next.
You live in a Money Pit.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, We strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thanks for spending part of this beautiful summer day with us in our Money Pit. We hope that you're enjoying the weather, you're enjoying your home, and if you've got some projects you need to take on, you can reach out to us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. That's what John in Montana did, Leslie.
John writes, I recently purchased a home that needs some TLC, and I don't know where to begin. John says he wants to replace the old furnace and water heater. One of the bathrooms is in bad shape, but we also need to rip out carpeting and replace hardwood floors. How do you prioritize these projects? I mean, that's a good question because you want to do everything at once, but financially it's overwhelming.
Yeah, and there's a couple of different sides to that. I mean, first of all, this inertia of buying a new place and wanting to change it all at once is something that's really common. We always tell you to slow down, take on the projects you really want to get done, and this way the ones that are left, you'll either get used to it and decide it's not so bad, or you'll end up doing it anyway. But to try to do it all at once is always a hassle. But I think the first thing, if you're buying an old fixer-upper, you want to look at the structure first. Obviously, the foundation and the floor systems. If you've got a home inspection done, that should be guidance in terms of that condition. And also the roof. You know, if the roof needs fixing, it's important to zip up that outside first. And then moving inside the mechanical systems, because that's important for the safety and for the efficiency. And then you can take on the kitchens and the baths and the cosmetic improvements like, replacing or refinishing your floors. But I would make sure that I, first of all, do the structural first, then mechanical, and then do all the cosmetic. Now, that might not seem like cosmetic to you, but when it comes to a floor versus a heating system that might be old and leaking, you really want to do the heating system first.
Yeah, and I also think with things like bathrooms, like you kind of want to live in the space a bit because you might come up with better ideas on how to change that kitchen or the bath or the flow of something. So definitely structural, mechanical, that's the way to go.
Well, if you guys would like to update the look of some dull bedroom furniture, a lacquered dresser or a chest of drawers can do just that, and the sheen doesn't have to stop there. Les has got tips on adding high gloss for some high style in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, what's your take on lacquered furniture?
I mean, I kind of love it. It's so shiny, and when it looks like wet nail polish, it's just really, really a fantastic finish. So even though it's getting popular again, you have to do a lot of prep work to make sure that you get this done right. You've got to sand, you've got to seal. You want to make sure, first of all, that you generally give it a good sanding and then thoroughly clean it with tack cloth. The tack cloth is going to get rid of all of those fine sort of sanded particles that are left over from the prep work, and so you got to get rid of that because any sort of little speck really is going to show up in that super glossy finish. So do that. Then you want to use only aerosol spray lacquer and make sure you protect that work area with drop cloths, newspaper. Make sure that you're working in a well-ventilated area. And you also want to make sure that if you're working outside, watch out for the overspray because you may end up with like a beautiful outline just on the concrete next to you because it just got carried away a little bit. So look out for that as well. Now, you're going to want to apply the lacquer slowly and evenly. So hold that spray can about 18 inches from the surface of your project. If you go further than that, you can kind of get an orange peel dimpled appearance in the lacquer. If you go closer, you're going to end up with too much lacquer, and it's going to build up, it's going to run, it's going to sag. So you kind of have to work slowly at the right distance and give them even overlapped sprays. You want to kind of create a pattern, overlap them slightly, several thin coats, guys.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, an energy-efficient home can save homeowners big. But can a home be too tight? Can it be too energy-efficient? We're going to share how to make sure you're maintaining a healthy indoor air environment on the next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, then from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. It's called the Inflation Reduction Act, but will it actually reduce inflation? White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports that remains to be seen.
The bill could lower the cost of certain prescription drugs for the elderly and reduce energy prices, but with inflation raging near its highest level in four decades, the legislation won't directly address some of the main drivers of surging prices, from gas and food to rents and restaurant meals. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office concluded that the changes would have a negligible impact on inflation this year and next. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, Brian Westbury, chief economist with the First Trust Portfolio, told the Salem Radio Network this week it's really not money well spent.
It is a complete and utter waste of resources complying with government rules and regulations.
Police and court records show the main suspect in the slaying of four Muslim men in Albuquerque, New Mexico, committed regular acts of violence in the last 6 years before he resettled in the U.S. Police believe the 51-year-old Afghan refugee tracked the movements of his victims before ambushing them late at night, motivated seemingly by interpersonal conflicts. If you think it's hot where you live, you've got some company.
The continental United States in July set a record for overnight warmth, providing little relief from the day's sizzling heat for people, animals, plants, and the electric grid. The average low temperature for the lower 48 states in July was 63.6 degrees, which beats the previous record set in 2011 by a few hundredths of a degree. Keith Peters reporting.
Author Salman Rushdie's been taken off ventilator, and he's able to walk a day after being stabbed as he prepared to give a lecture. Earlier in the day, Saturday, the men accused in the attack pled not guilty. This is townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. All almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Good news for some former black NFL players.
Hundreds of black retired players denied payments in a $1 billion concussion settlement now qualify for awards after their tests were rescored to eliminate racial bias. Changes to the settlement, made last year, are meant to make the test race blind. The use of race norming in the scoring often made it difficult for blacks to prove they had dementia and qualify for awards averaging $500,000 or more. Now some 650 men who didn't initially qualify have had their tests rescored. Thousands more yet to be rescored or retested. Jason Walker reporting.
Some preseason finals. The Denver Broncos just beat the Dallas Cowboys 17-7. Bears beat the Chiefs 19-14. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Bad news for Alec Baldwin.
According to FBI forensic analysis, the .45 Colt that actor Alec Baldwin was holding and the fatal shooting on the movie set could not have been fired without pulling the trigger. Baldwin has repeatedly said that he did not pull the trigger while filming the movie Rust in New Mexico. Cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed. Tasha Stevens reporting.
Meanwhile, Los Angeles police have ended their investigation into an Haitian car accident when the actor crashed into a Los Angeles home back on August 5th. Haitian is brain dead and on life support pending evaluation for organ donation. And the family of country singer Naomi Judd filed an amended court petition to seal police reports and recordings made during the investigation into her death. They say significant and significant trauma and irreparable harm would come from releasing such details. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, Bob Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
I will not sow division, but I will point out where I am different from what's going on right now, and that's with the Department of Justice. Hi, everyone. Brian Kilmeade, Dr. Oz standing by. Admiral James Stavridis, the 16th Supreme Allied Commander of NATO at the bottom of the hour. The latest on this Iranian deal we seem to be walking blindly into, and we're helpless to stop it. And we're dealing with the Russians horribly. They're trying to assassinate our officials, but we're still doing this terrible deal because this administration wants it done. And then we're going to be talking to Dr. Oz. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
To place someone on a bus for 45 hours without medical care, without food, water, proper sanitary conditions, and just send them to a city that they know nothing about. That is traumatic for anyone.
Oh, really? Do they know anything about McAllen, Texas, or the Rio Grande Valley that they're sneaking into illegally? The broken border. Brawling lawmakers leads to chaos and a flood of illegals into our cities, towns, and specifically schools and shelters. Unless Biden and his party pay a price in November, this will never get fixed.
Number two. It's been a very good week for President Biden and the Democrats, but it's also been a good week for American families. I mean, we are on the cusp of passing the Inflation Reduction Act and having it come to the president's desk.
That is a very happy Kate Benningfield and Karine Jean-Pierre talking about the Biden agenda about to pass. That's what's happening in the House. The Manchin-Schumer spending monstrosity named the Inflation Reduction Act will not reduce inflation. Now President Biden will begin a victory tour. Good move.
Number one.
The Justice Department has filed a motion in the Southern District of Florida to unseal a search warrant and property receipt relating to a court-approved search that the FBI conducted earlier this week.
Go ahead and do it. That's the message from the Trump camp when it comes to the warrant to raid Mar-a-Lago, as rumors fly on the reason the FBI did the raid to begin with. Clearly, Merrick Garland's game and the DOJ is on their heels, and the Trump team knows it. I'll explain. At about 3 o'clock today, by that deadline, the magistrate judge said, hey, Trump team, tell me if you're going to protest if I release the warrant, the affidavits, the list of things that we took on Monday. And they not only did the Trump team not wait till 3 o'clock, they went ahead on Truth Social and put out that they're going to let everything out. Dr. Mehmet Oz, this is the madness that you are campaigning to be a part of. As a doctor, you could have done anything. As a talk show host, you're at the top of the heap. When you see this craziness, are you wondering if this is worth it?
Not at all. And I'll tell you why, because in medicine, you deal with complexity. You know, I spent my whole life believing in people. If you give them the right information, they'll make the right decisions. And what surgeons do, they make difficult decisions, they take bold action when needed, and they tell the truth. And I got to say, that's exactly what we need in Washington. That's why I want to represent Pennsylvania. It is shocking what we're seeing here. And whenever you do something that raises more questions than gives you answers, like this raid in Mar-a-Lago, you know, as you put at the top of your talking points, it is stunning. It just doesn't take us in the direction where we need to be. Imagine if you're in China right now, you're licking your chops. You're watching us, you know, do things that don't seem to advance the bigger challenges that we got to address. And, you know, we keep making the same mistake over and over again. We need some sensibility.
I would hope so. There's a Washington Post report that the president had on the compound, according to a tipster, had top secret nuclear plans. I have no idea whether that's true or not. I did speak to people in the Trump camp yesterday, and they laughed that off. So, Dr. Oz, let's talk about you. You had one of those high-profile primaries, hard-fought win over Dave McCormick, very successful business person. But word is the Republican Party is not consolidating around you. Number one, is that true? Number two, if it is, how do you fix it?
It's not true. They're consolidating. They just need time. Whenever you have a hard-fought battle, you know, people lick their wounds. But Dave McCormick himself is a professional. He's endorsed. He actually donated to my campaign. And by the way, that's a very important thing if you're running for politics, is get people to support you. So DrOz.com is my website. As you hear more about the candidate that I'm going against, you'll want to support me. So please do it. Dave McCormick and many others have done. The other Senate candidates have done the same thing. The Republicans know the story here. This is a radical candidate that I'm going against, the furthest far-left radical candidate in any contested Senate race in America this year, probably the most radical candidate that's ever tried to be a senator from Pennsylvania. You know, we have a proud tradition of being purple. We usually have one of each, right? One Democrat, we have one of those, and Pat Toomey, who is the Republican, is stepping down. It should be a seat that a Republican fills. But this fellow, Fetterman, is fascinating. He will not campaign. He doesn't leave his home. He had a stroke prior to the primary. His primary was fairly uncontested, so we had a lot of money saved up, which he's been attacking me with. And, you know, it tells a story of him being a moderate and a happy-go-lucky guy. Not the case. And it's interesting that he paints me as the elitist. When my dad grew up on a dirt floor, came to this country, and I was blessed to live the American dream, which is why I was able to achieve the success that I have. And I've worked hard doing the things that I've done in my life because I believe right in you. I know that you can be the best person in your life if I give you the tools you need. I believe that as a doctor and as a surgeon, I gave it to my patients continually. And as a talk show host, I did the same, which is what you try to do. My opponent lived in the lap of luxury, by his own admission, in privilege. His parents paid for all his expenses until very recently. And crazy thing is, when you twist the truth, you can con people. But that's the job we have right now as Republicans. You know, we don't have as much money as Democrats, but we don't need as much money. All we got to do is make sure we have the best candidates, which we do, and the best ideas. And what we stand for as right. the Republican Party is fruitful, thoughtful ways of addressing the biggest challenges. I'll give you two quick examples. Energy policy, where there's just no way the Green New Deal, which my opponent is an advocate for, could work. He believes fracking is a stain on Pennsylvania. I know.
What are you saying? So he's against fracking. He's against fracking in Pennsylvania.
Yes, which is, again, you think, well, how's that? He signed a document with a lot of fanfare to ban fracking in Pennsylvania. This is at a time, you know, it's 90 degrees here now. You know, if you look at the electric grid, it's coming from natural gas and other sources, not coming from green sources. Green sources are less than 3% probably of the grid right now. So you have to be, you know, you can't just be a far left radical and just blow things out there and you know, tweet things that are insulting. You actually have to have policies, ideas to campaign on. He will not do that. Today, for the first time, hopefully, he's going to go out and say something publicly. He doesn't take questions from reporters. I challenged him to debates. We've got five debates that we just agreed to from respected mainstream outlets here in Pennsylvania. These are the debates that most candidates do. No answer from his side. And I've got to say, you know, if in order to dance, you need two to tango, right? So in America, we expect in our democracy right. for both candidates to go out there and talk to the people, answer questions, hear their concerns, address issues. You know, he won't do it.
John Fetterman did endorse Bernie Sanders, says we stand together in 2016. So I'm not sure that I did not know Pennsylvania would look for a Vermont Democrat or Socialist Democrat, but that is different than he portrays himself as a working class guy. He has not been able to campaign trail. You mentioned he had a stroke. Well, he actually has an event. He'll host an event tonight in Erie County. He expects to open up for the first time since that stroke. So he was doing the Biden campaign strategy, which got him the win from his basement, but now he's going back. So do you believe, I guess you're a doctor, you're not his doctor, but he's at 52 years old, he's got some serious health issues, but he also has a serious advantage over you, Dr. Oz. It seems as though he's got a 47 to 30% advantage with 23% undecided. How did he open up that type of lead in such a contested state?
Well, I haven't seen those numbers that you just shared, but he has a lead. But it's not a huge lead. And more importantly, the lead is based on a fiction. He had a lot of money saved up because he didn't have a contested primary. He started hammering me as I was winning mine. And he's run ads saying that, you know, an elitist disconnected and that he is this, you know, man of the people. It's the opposite. And this is as a faux populist, he's trying to con people. This is a bigger indictment of how campaigns are being run right now. What basically is occurring is the Democratic candidate, Fetterman, is hiding, letting advertisers portray a hologram of him, create a fictional character that a lot of people say, well, that's a pretty good idea. I'll vote for that guy. But it's not the truth. And when you get into office and you can't deliver because he hasn't ever delivered it, you know, he serves as a lieutenant governor now. He's called, everyone calls him lazy. He doesn't show up, doesn't do his job. He's been thrown out of the chamber. I mean, he pulled down the U.S. flag and put up a pot flag. You know, I just got the endorsement of the Fraternal Order of Police. A woman stood up during this huge event, hundreds of cops around me. They're just trying to debate whether I'm going to be the endorsed candidate or not. And she gets up and says, I'm from the Capitol Police. I'm from Harrisburg, where he's now serving. I have never been so disrespected by a man in my life. He treats us, all of us, like we're pieces of stuff stuck under the bottom of your shoe when you walk out of a dog park. He said, it became a unanimous vote to endorse me. So he's right. A polarizing far-left candidate who told before his stroke, when he was actually out once in a while talking, he told a group of people that if you like Joe Manchin, do not vote for me. Think about what he's saying. What he's saying is, I'm so far left, I don't even want to talk to people who like a centrist Democrat. I don't want to have anything to do with them. His job, he says, go in there, bust the filibuster, which he's already said he's going to do, pack the Supreme Court, make it so that the country is that much further polarized. I say, guys, I'm a doctor. I know how to heal. I've done it my whole career. I know how to bring people together, focus on the values that unite us, and allow us to defend ourselves against the existential threat of China and other forces that are much more at risk than the things that Fetterman's focused on. And again, he won't come out and campaign, so he won't actually share what his ideas are.
So it's frustrating for you.
The ones he's already expressed.
So one thing is pretty clear. The SurveyMonkey had that poll. I'm not sure that that is the next coming of Gallup. Another poll has within 11 points, 47-36. A lot of people, for example, don't see J.D. Vance. They don't see Tim Ryan. I don't really see Fetterman because he's not campaigning, and don't see much of you. That's because that's the nature of the Senate campaign, isn't it? You want to win over the people of Pennsylvania. You don't necessarily want to win the ratings race for the country. So how many events are you doing a day?
I did 130 events in July.
Wow.
I'll do 5-6 events a day, and continuously, all the time. All of us. I was with J.D. Vance and Bud and Herschel for an event on Wednesday. You know, we are traveling continuously to get our word out. And I do a lot of interviews. I mean, dozens and dozens of interviews. But I do them with local media in Pennsylvania because that's where the voters are. You know, I come on and visit with you because I'm a fan of this program, and I do Fox News periodically. But it's not the main focus. The main focus for me is to get the moderates, conservative Democrats, the people that I will bring over and vote for me. That's the fundamental reason I won the primary. Republican voters said, you know, Oz is a kind of candidate that can get across the aisle and bring people together. Because we are in a time in America where we need folks to actually fight with powerful rhetoric, bold voices, say the things we all have to hear, but unite us at the same time.
So right now, he has not accepted any of the debates. You've accepted all the debates. He is now campaigning for the first time, coming out again. So you wonder how healthy he is. Everybody wishes him the best, but you gotta elect somebody healthy. Look what's happening at the White House now. You mentioned about socialism, and Fetterman's track record leads there. He evidently lived in his home until he was 40 years old, bought a house from his sister for a dollar. So he's not exactly a barn burner as a capitalist. And some people worry that this whole country has gone more socialist. Of only 6 of 10 of us are back to work. Our workforce participation rate is almost at an all-time low. John Mackey was on the Reason podcast. He's the Whole Foods founder and CEO. This is what he says he's worried about. Cut 22.
My concern is that I feel like socialists are taking over. They're marching through the institutions. They're taking everything over. They've taken over education. It looks like they've taken over a lot of the corporations. It looks like they've taken over the military, and it's just continuing.
Yeah.
I'm deeply concerned about, I'm a capitalist at heart, and I believe in liberty and capitalism. Those are my.
Are you? Is he singing your song? Is this what you're seeing?
If I could put a little different take on it, I think what America needs to remember is the last words of the national anthem, home of the brave. You can't be free if you're not brave. In all the institutions that Mr. Mackey mentioned, we have brave people, but they have to say what they see. They know it's not right what's happening in higher education. They know the military is missing its mark. I've talked to teachers in schools saying they don't want to teach gender issues to 5-year-olds and 6-year-olds. But it's hard, difficult to say what you see when you know you're going to get attacked mercilessly. You might actually get ostracized and lose your job. I get it. I didn't want to get into politics. I left a great show. The hardest thing I did every day was hair and makeup. I used to come visit with you guys all the time. What I'm doing is difficult, but it's what must be done by patriotic Americans. I ask everyone right now, please go to DrOz.com to provide support, but in your own day in life, say what you see. If we do that, you'll realize that people aren't as woke as you think they are. There are a few people who can say whatever they want because no one's going to course correct them. But if we start putting our hands up, all of us at once, not one at a time, because if you only put your hand up, you'll get shot. But if you all put our hands up at once, no, that's not right. I don't want that happening to my kids. You know, I don't want my institutions taken over.
Right.
Virtue signaling.
Gotcha.
That's damaging to our country.
And just so you know, for people listening to Dr. Oz, we have 5 stations in Pennsylvania. So this, you're actually doing local and national at the same time, Dr. Oz. So feel good about your campaign. Dr. Oz, here we are in the middle of August. His campaign is going full steam ahead. Dr. Oz, I look forward to talking to you on One Nation this weekend.
I look forward to it. It's going to be a blast. Take
all
care.
Right. Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania, working his way up as Fetterman finally comes out of the basement. I guess he feels well enough to do so. When we come back, I'll take your calls, 1-866-408-7669. I'll tell you what the President of the United States, using his Truth Social website, has just said about the investigation and the raid on his compound. Don't move.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAFFIC for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAFFIC for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAFFIC.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
I want to take more chances with the embroidery.
Henley's vision for a new clothing line is coming into focus.
Dramatic.
They'll need an on-staff photographer to put their collection in the spotlight.
Why is no one taking shots of these?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Fox on Justice. L.A. D.A. George Gascon dealt another major court loss regarding his progressive policies. A California appeals court ruled that Gascon has to obey California's three strikes law, which was passed overwhelmingly by California voters in 1994. Gascon had previously called the law a disaster that leads to over-incarceration, and he ordered his prosecutors not to enforce it. Last year, the L.A. D.A. union sued him over this, arguing that Gascon's directives would force prosecutors to violate California law and their own ethics. A trial court judge agreed and issued an injunction blocking Gascon from not following the law. Gascon appealed that decision and lost in court again, with the appellate court writing in part, "The district attorney overstates his authority. He is an elected official who must comply with the law, not a sovereign with absolute, unreviewable discretion."
And this opinion is basically a slapdown to George Gascon, saying in essence that you cannot basically put your political preferences over justice and what the voters of California voted in.
Bill Malugin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On July 27, 1976, after months of legal wrangling, former Beatle John Lennon finally won residency in the U.S.
Well, it's great to be legal again. I'll tell my baby and I'll thank you, local and of course the Immigration Service for finally seeing the light of day, as they say. Good.
You want
thank
to
you.
That card?
Yeah, I'd love to. I should have got a different picture.
What does it mean to you after 5 years of struggling to become a permanent resident to get that green card?
Well, it was a very slow, long struggle, so it's not like, you know, it suddenly ends. I'll come out of it slowly and I realize I can go to visit relatives in Japan, show them the baby, show them in England, you know, save them coming over here. And I can go visit the relatives and come back with safety now with the green card. How do you feel?
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. The American Academy of Pediatrics recently tweeting out about the baby formula shortage, and they also wanted to share some tips and facts, writing, "The U.S. government is importing several brands that haven't been previously sold in the States. Many are used across Europe, Australia, and other places that have proven safe. The brands do look a little different, though. The labels have different stages that correspond to ages. You might notice some of the brands are lower in iron. That's because standards in other countries are lower. But you can always ask your pediatrician for an iron supplement if that's an issue. Some formulas are made from goat's milk, and that's okay. But don't give a baby raw goat milk, just like you wouldn't give them raw milk from a cow. And also, mixing the formulas will be different, as other countries use the metric system, so you'll have to read the label carefully to convert milliliters to ounces. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Copies of both the warrant and the FBI property receipt were provided on the day of the search to the former president's counsel, who was on site during the search. The search warrant was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause. The property receipt is a document that federal law requires law enforcement agents to leave with the property owner.
That was Merrick calling yesterday, doing his best to spin his way out of what I think is over his skis. We do not know all the answers, but they went into Mar-a-Lago on Monday, and there's not been one moment of peace since. Nobody's really talking about anything else. Even if you love or hate Trump, it doesn't matter. A lot of intrigue about it. We're going to find out what warrant they had to get him in and had to get in. But get this. If their warrant is for Monday, okay, go in right away. It's an emergency. But you met with him in June 6th. You get this tip June 22nd. You get the warrant days before, and you wait and go in on a Monday? How? What kind of emergency is that? Travis, listening in Pensacola. Hey, Travis.
Hey, Brian. Thank you for taking my call. Hey, I just got a comment and then a quick question for you. I believe Trump. You know, he came out and made a statement that he didn't do anything wrong. And I think after the last 4 or 5 years, he's been investigated so much. I trust what he says. I don't think he did anything wrong. Number two, I had a question for you. Really, the chilling effect of everything is the FBI has no credibility at all that's left over. How can we replace the high echelon of the FBI? What's it going to take? Who hires and fires?
Well,
what do we have to do as Republicans?
Well, put it this way. I would say this. McCabe's not there anymore. Strzok is not there anymore. Page is not there anymore. Baker's not there anymore. Comey's not there anymore. If you get in there and you get the whistleblowers to come through and say, let me do my job, these guys are corrupt, I think that would put us on our way, because we need the FBI to be affected. 35,000 men and women, they do extraordinary things, just not the ones we've seen.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is La Unica Dominican Primeros. Premium shade-grown Connecticut wrappers combined with a long filler blend of aged Cuban seed Dominican tobaccos, providing a smooth, mellow to medium-bodied experience. It's a rich and balanced selection with subtle hints of nuts, cream, and fruit. La Unica Dominican Primeros. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Compared to peak summer months. Now there's no guarantee that will happen, but according to historical trends, the unwinding of pent-up summer travel demand could potentially mean more reasonable prices this fall. In fact, round-trip fares from Los Angeles to Rome drop below $1,000 in August and September. If prices are still too high for your budget, consider a staycation or a modest mini-vacation where you leave home, even if it's just a trip to the next town over for a night or two. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
First of all, the counterattack that's taken place in Kherson Oblast, which is just north of Crimea, that has begun on a very modest scale. A lot of preparation taking place in doing that. And this will turn out to be, I think, a turning point in the war. Can the Ukrainians take back territory that the Russians have seized? And will the international community continue to support them as a result of that? If they fail to take the territory back, the Ukrainians are very concerned that the international community will begin to walk away. I mean, not precipitously, immediately, but over time. That is their fundamental concern.
Yeah, they're worried about the nuclear power plant. They're worried about taking back territory. And Kherson means a lot. They're trying to keep everything down, and the progress they're making low. They're also trying to infiltrate in areas that Russia stole, like Crimea. And the New York Times reporting that the Ukrainians are taking responsibility for it, blowing up 9 planes inside Crimea, one of these sabotage operations that would, their goal is to make every bit of land that you could, that Russia has taken and tried to annex and make them fear for their lives on a daily basis. If they can't take it back, make it be impossible to settle. Admiral James Stravitis knows all about it, 16th Supreme Allied Commander of NATO, author of Risk It All, Nine Conflicts and the Crucible of Decision. Admiral, welcome back. What could you tell me about this war in particular? Because I think something's changed since we spoke 2 weeks ago, and I'm not seeing many miles of land grabbed by the Russians.
Now, the Russian offense, as you and I and Jackeen talked about a couple weeks ago, is really grinding slowly, if at all. And what's happening, of course, is massive losses. U.S. intelligence now estimating 70,000 Russians either killed or wounded off the battlefield. That's roughly half the combat strength Putin started with. 25% of all the equipment he went in with destroyed, probably a bit more. And as you just point out, this kind of stunning behind enemy lines, the dirty dozen kind of raid against the airfield in Crimea, taking out a substantial chunk of warplanes. So things are kind of moving in the Ukrainians' direction. I'm with General Jack. We need to watch what happens around this town of Kherson. It's the gateway to Crimea. It controls the water supplies into Crimea. If the Ukrainians can pull that one off, taking that territory back, I think they will have a great deal of momentum headed into the fall campaign.
How close is this Iranian deal? The Iranians and European Union are seem to be hammering this out. The Russians are dealing directly as well. What could you tell us about it, and how concerned should we be?
Well, I've spent a lot of time in the Middle East and have often bought carpet there, bought rugs, many of which are made in Iran, Persian carpets. And whenever you're in a transaction about buying a rug in the Middle East to include in Iran, it's going to be very hard to ultimately close the deal. And what you're seeing is the Iranians say, that looks good. That looks good. We're very close. Whoops. Wait a minute. We got one more thing we want to nail down here. Now, where are we this morning? The Europeans appear to be crafting some kind of agreement that would take one of the big hard stops for Iran off the table. That's the inspection of their nuclear program. And if they do that, if the Europeans are successful with the Iranians, then I think you have probably a 2 in 3 chance of this deal coming through, which is way up from where I thought it would be 6 months ago.
So we caught them cheating. They want to stop the investigation into the cheating, and now we want to agree not to even look into that site. What a joke. I mean, how is this in the best interest of our country? I know it's rhetorical. And that provision where the Russians hold the weaponized uranium, and they give it back if we tear up the deal like Trump did. So if the Republican walks in, Marco Rubio becomes president, he goes, yeah, I hate this deal, I'm ripping it up. So the Russians come in with the uranium and give it back to the Iranians. That would be unbelievable.
I agree with everything you've said. This deal has more holes in it than a Swiss cheese, and it particularly is distasteful in a period of time when Putin becomes the guarantor, if you will, while he's invading Ukraine, and by the way, is being hosted repeatedly in Tehran by his new best friends, the Iranians, doesn't look like a good landing to me.
So everybody's watching Taiwan and the speaker's visit, mm-hmm. and how Taiwan was really surrounded in a series of war games or military exercises that gave us an idea of how the Chinese might invade Ukraine, might invade Taiwan. What is your takeaway from that? And what could you tell us about these D.C. war games that have the U.S. and China fighting over Taiwan?
Yeah, three big takeaways from the Chinese reaction to the Pelosi visit. Number one, they've given us a pretty clear look at their war plan, and this is what U.S. intelligence has postulated all along. It'll be a blockade, long-range ballistic missiles. The only thing we didn't see them exercise was the energization of a fifth column that undoubtedly is built into Taiwanese society, special forces, targeted assassinations, explosions all over the island. So we got a good look at the war plan. Number two, we see that U.S. Is going to have a very challenging time pushing this back, and we'll come to that in 1 second with the war games. And number three, little noticed, but the Taiwanese response, their military exercises, which have gone on over the last couple of days, kind of in response, show a very capable, very motivated force. Bottom line, we need to do more to ensure the Taiwanese are ready to fight in a way that the Ukrainians were not, and we had to flow weapons in very late in the game. Let's do that earlier. As to the war games, simply, Brian, they show how tough a fight this will be. I think many Americans think the U.S. Navy would just roll over the Chinese Navy. That's not how this is going to come out. There'll be huge losses on both sides. The outcome, I would still, as an admiral, I'd still rather have the American hand of cards to play in this than the Chinese one, but it's going to be hard fought with a lot of casualties.
18 of the 22 rounds of the game played at this point. Chinese missiles sink a large part of the U.S. and Japanese surface fleet and destroy hundreds of aircraft on the ground. However, Allied air and naval counterattacks hammer the exposed Chinese amphibious and surface fleet. The reason for the U.S. losses is that the United States cannot conduct a systematic campaign to take down Chinese defenses before moving in close. The United States must send forces to attack the Chinese fleet. To get a sense of the scale of the losses in our last game iteration, the United States lost over 900 fighter attack aircraft in a four-week conflict. That's about half the Navy and Air Force inventory. But they do believe that Taiwan could repel an invasion, correct?
Correct. And if you think about it, Taiwan is a tough nut to crack. It's an island that has an 80-mile moat right in front of it. And of course, the vast Pacific Ocean on the other side. And the island, if you've never been there, I have, is very mountainous. It's covered with forests. The Taiwanese have plans how to fall back if they need to. Even if the Chinese could get a toehold, it would be a very tough fight on the island itself. Bottom line, Brian, one thing to worry about that we haven't mentioned and was explicitly excluded from the war game was, what if the Japanese don't let us use the bases? That would be very significant. And a second thing is, there was no use of tactical nuclear weapons, something that I explored, as you know, in my novel, 2034, a novel of the next world war, a book about a war between the U.S. and China. So even with the massive losses we're talking about, there are other twists of the wheel of fate that could undermine this campaign. It'll be very challenging.
Admiral, one thing that drives me nuts is that we've been talking about what the Taiwan needs to defend itself. I have not heard any consummation of any of these requests for defensive weapons that would repel China. I mean, we hear that we know exactly what they want. We know exactly what we can give them, but we're not doing it. What is the holdup?
I think at this point, the light is going on across the political aisle that we have to do this. It's been in a kind of back and forth stage. But I think, Brian, this is something that there's agreement from Pelosi on one side and Mitch McConnell on the other side. And frankly, the war in Ukraine ought to tell us, if we put the weapon systems in there, we can deter China and avoid a war. So I think you're going to see motion on this pretty significant in the fall. And in that sense, we can hopefully get ahead of the curve in a way that we weren't in Ukraine.
All right. We'll see how it goes. Any word if the Russians are paying an economic price as significant as they need to revisit the wisdom of this war?
Slowly but steadily, these sanctions are biting. But let's face it, it's going to take time for those economics to come into play. The thing to watch, the thing that will push Putin to the negotiating table, is actually not the sanctions. That'll be helpful. But the thing that will push him will be the combat losses he's suffering. The Ukrainians are making the Russians pay for every inch of territory. Crimea could end up soaked in Russian blood. That is what is going to get Putin to the table, and that's what we need to put in the hands of the Ukrainians, the tools to accomplish that.
I hear the numbers 85,000 wounded or killed. Is that correct?
Amazing. Absolutely. And let's make a point. That's from U.S. intelligence, which historically is very conservative in how they make those kind of assessments. British intelligence puts those numbers even higher. This is a massive loss of personnel. And final thought, Brian, Putin has thrown open the jail cells in Russia, saying to felons, murderers, thieves, hey, I will commute your sentence from 15 years or 20 years down to 6 months and give you time served if you will go and fight in Ukraine. Think about that for a minute.
How desperate is that? He will not have a draft. Very. He thinks it'll boomerang on him. Admiral James Chavitas, thanks so much.
You bet, Brian. Have a great weekend.
All right. Bye-bye. That's a lot of knowledge. I just don't know who, very few people in the country you can talk to give you a more solid update on a chance of winning a war against China and what's actually happening in Ukraine and how bad this Iranian deal is. So with that, we laid the groundwork, and we're also following this story. The President of the United States made it clear through his website, Truth Social, it looks like Twitter, that he has no problem releasing the warrant, no problem releasing the affidavit that was handed to him as the FBI decides to raid Mar-a-Lago on Monday. What they took, what they were looking for, and why the Trump camp is convinced that the Attorney General is way over his skis. There is a report that he had nuclear plans and details on nuclear weapons in his possession. I have not seen that confirmed. Where was that in June? If you knew about June 22nd, why did you wait till August? This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAFFIC for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAFFIC for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAFFIC.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helped Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A text to a wrong number that brought on an act of kindness makes today's Dean's List. David Amistay and Candace Countryman were enjoying life as new parents of Luna out in California. They were preparing for their baby shower and sent out invites through text messages to friends and family. One of the invitations went to a wrong number in Indiana. Angela White saw the incoming baby shower invite, and even though she knew it wasn't meant for her, she felt compelled to respond. Angela owns a blanket company business and thought she would send over a gift with a note explaining why she wanted to give. David and Candace say they were so grateful to Angela's act of kindness and how someone they never met could be so generous to them from thousands of miles away. Thank you all for sharing your story. Congratulations, David and Candace. And hopefully this will inspire others to pay it forward. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Movie Profile with Fandango's Eric Davis as we look at a couple of highly anticipated smaller movies of the summer.
Eric, let's start with Cha-Cha Real Smooth.
Yeah, and the thing to know about this film is it was a big winner at the Sundance Film Festival. This is a really audience-friendly, a crowd-pleaser. It's written and directed and stars a boy by the name of Cooper Rafe, who you're going to hear a lot more of. This is his second film. His first film won the South by Southwest Film Festival, and also Dakota Johnson.
There's Marcel the Shell with shoes on.
So this was co-created by Jenny Slate. She also does the voice of this adorable shell. It is based on a series of viral YouTube shorts.
There's also a few scary movies, including the supernatural thriller The Black Phone with Ethan Hawke, the psychological thriller Resurrection with Rebecca Hall, and the satire Bodies, Bodies, Bodies with Amanda Stenberg, Maria Bakalova, and Pete Davidson. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
So busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Is it your understanding that there were not documents related to our nuclear capabilities or nuclear issues that had national security implications in the president's possession when the agents showed up at Mar-a-Lago?
That's correct. I don't believe they were, and if they thought
well,
they
were... Do you know for a fact they were? Have you spoken to the president about it?
I have not specifically spoken to the president about what nuclear materials may or may not have been in there. I do not believe there were any in there. The legal team had done a very thorough search and had turned over. We've been very cooperative.
So that was one of the attorneys for Donald Trump who was happened to be on the scene when Mar-a-Lago was raided. And Laura Ingraham did a great job last night trying to ride the news. I was hosting Tucker when the news came across, checked the Washington Post. I looked to my right. Washington Post has his story. One of the reasons the FBI rushed in is because there was nuclear secrets that evidently they believe, according to a whistleblower among the Secret Service, that were in Donald Trump's possession. He doesn't think so. And if it was true, if you got the, if you knew about it June 22nd, why are you going in August 7th on Monday? Why did, after you got the warrant, why'd you wait 3 days to go in if it's that much of an emergency? But look, you know, if I watch those boxes going out to the helicopter of paperwork that's going on Marine One to Donald Trump's house. If anyone had a problem, set up a system to go through it. I'm telling you right now, what would Donald Trump want with our nuclear codes? You really think he's going to sell them? He needs money? Ben in Michigan. Hey, Ben.
Yeah. Hey, Brian. How you doing?
Good. You were talking about you want to build on what Stavridis said. Go ahead.
Yes, I do. Listen, I'm retired Navy. And I just want to say I agree wholeheartedly when he mentions about what would happen if they became Navy than the Chinese Navy. Yes, we may prevail, but we would definitely get our nose bloodied. The first thing that would go, I'm telling you right now, will be the carriers. That's their number one order of battle is where are the carriers, the same as the Russians was back during the Cold War.
And Ben, they had this new drone, that just goes after, just created to go after aircraft carriers too. I mean,
yes,
of course,
exactly.
You guys would have defense to that, but this is something new.
It is. And my question is this. What are we doing? So what kind of overtures are we throwing to India? I brought this up to you about 3 months ago. India, did everybody know there's no love lost between
yep.
India and China. India hates China. I understand that they're buying the Russian oil, but India and Chinese hate each other's guts. What kind of overtures are we throwing to India so we can kind of like create a diversion to get India involved with this? India has a huge military, and I guarantee you, get them involved on our side.
Hey, Ben, I like what you're saying. I want to add this. Japan is beginning to pivot off that the post-World War II military doctrine. I think they got to bulk up again.
And I think that's got to happen right away. They can fight. And they would know how to put that into their system. You get India learning how to fight. I don't think they have any discernible navy. But then you get Japan. And you know Australia can fight, even though they have the biggest enforcement. And then all of a sudden, maybe China's the one penned in. Jerry, WNDB in Daytona. Hey, Jerry.
Yes, good morning, Brian. Just switching topic a little on the 87,000 IRS agents when it came out that they need to be able to carry concealed weapon. My concern is that since probably 90% are Democrats, it'd be interesting how the red flag laws, how many of them sail through under the red flag and don't have any, concerning posts or social media accounts.
Look, nobody wants 87,000 IRS agents. How Joe Manchin and everybody else signed off on this is insane. What they're doing with most of the billions, they're not even upgrading their software. They're still using COBOL from the 60s. They evidently get 1,200 inquiries a second into the IRS. And a small portion of all this money that we don't have is going towards the IRS. They're going to have so many agents out there. I know a lot of you say, oh, I don't cheat on my taxes. What's the big deal? With this complex tax system, you could be doing the most sincere job possible with the most sincere accountant possible. If they want to get you, they will get you on something. And in the meantime, the torture, the penalty is the process to relive, reclaim, rediscover everything from 4 or 5, even 2 years ago, especially with the pandemic. That's what we're signing up for today.
This advertisement is paid for by Lacuna Ventures, LLC. For terms and conditions, visit yourrights.legal.
Attention. If you or someone you know spent time at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina prior to 1988 and developed serious health conditions such as non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, lung cancer, bladder, breast, or kidney cancer, you may be eligible for significant financial compensation. Call Camp Lejeune victims to discuss your case now at 800-951-6541. Leaking underground tanks contaminated the drinking water with benzene and other highly carcinogenic chemicals up to 280 times acceptable levels. Marines, their families, contractors, or employees who spent at least 30 days at Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune prior to 1988 and developed a serious health condition, call to determine your eligibility for financial compensation. If you don't win, you pay nothing. It's critical to take action and call now. 800-951-6541. That's 800-951-6541. Again, 800-951-6541.
Get the very best of summer with Black Bear Diner's refreshing summer menu, here for a limited time only. Start the day with sweet cream pancakes with fresh strawberries and lemon cream. Or grab a fresh berry chicken salad for lunch. Dig into blackberry burned barbecue ribs for dinner and end with a fresh strawberry lemon cream pie. Pair any of these with a triple berry citrus spritzer or a summer sangria and you're set for summer flavor. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Author Salman Rushdie's been taken off ventilator and is able to talk one day after being stabbed as he was preparing to give his lecture in Western New York. President Biden reacted.
In a statement, President Joe Biden says he and the First Lady were shocked and saddened to learn the news of the attack. He expressed prayers for Rushdie's health and recovery and prays for the first responders at the scene who apprehended the assailant and provided first aid to Rushdie. The president says that the author is a model of truth, courage, and resilience for those who stand for freedom of expression. George Williams reporting.
Meanwhile, earlier on Saturday, the man accused in the attack pleaded not guilty to attempted murder and assault charges. Rushdie wrote the novel entitled The Satanic Verses, which
drew death threats from Iran's leader back in the 1980s. Taxpayers are poised to move a step closer to the government-operated free-file tax system thanks to the Democrats' big legislative tax and spend package, but hurdles to the long-sought goal still remain, including a pushback from commercial tax preparation companies that question whether people really want the IRS to prepare their taxes. Even in a best-case scenario, it probably would take years to get a new free system up and running. The state statistical service reports Russia's gross domestic product contracted 4% in the second quarter of the year, the first full quarter since Russia sent troops into Ukraine.
Russia was hit with a wide array of sanctions following its move into Ukraine in late February, including ones that cut off some Russian banks from the SWIFT international transfer system and a significant exodus of foreign companies. The report didn't analyze why GDP was lower this year than in the same quarter in 2021, but it said there was a 15.3% drop in wholesale trade and a 9.8% contraction in retail trade. Ken Lorman reporting.
More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that I can tell you fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years. Now, almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
The Alliance Defending Freedom claims a victory for religious freedom.
The Christian legal firm had sued the Department of Agriculture because the Biden administration had threatened to take away children's lunches because they went to a Christian school. ADF said Grand Park Christian Academy in Tampa, Florida, was entitled to exemption from Title IX rules because of its religious beliefs, something not granted to charter or public schools. Under federal mandates of Title IX, the school would have had to have substituted gender identity for biological sex in any aspect of its activities, including bathroom and locker room use. Keith Peters reporting.
Two people on board a single-engine plane are dead after it crashed into a roadway in the small central Illinois community of Hanna City. Officials say the Mooney M20K apparently plowed into a portion of Route 116 nose first around 12:30 Saturday afternoon. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Another major retailer making changes because of high inflation.
Best Buy, the nation's largest consumer electronics chain, is trimming jobs in an effort to adjust to new changes in consumer behavior due to high inflation. Best Buy declined to say how many jobs it was cutting, but the Wall Street Journal estimated that it could be hundreds of jobs at the store level. The job cuts come after Best Buy reduced its annual sales and profit forecast late last month, citing surging inflation that has dampened consumer spending on gadgets. The Minneapolis-based company echoed Walmart, which a few days before said higher prices on basic necessities are forcing shoppers to cut back on discretionary items. Tasha Stevens reporting.
Speaking of cuts, newspaper publisher Gannett Company laying off some of its newsroom staff, part of a cost-cutting effort to lower expenses as revenue crumbles and ad sales and customer subscriptions are down. Gannett owns USA Today and more than 200 other dailies. More at townhall.com.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all?
To go and, President Biden, give me money for a few thousand illegal aliens. How about the 4 million that have already come into our country? Believe it or not, in things that matter most to Americans, that's like fourth. I'm going to be joined by Geraldo in about a matter of moments. But before we do that, bottom of the hour, Carly Shimkus will be joining us riding the breaking news. At any moment, the President of the United States could be releasing some of the judge could release the warrant that allowed his Mar-a-Lago compound to be raided. The president, the former president, is not standing in the way. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
To place someone on a bus for 45 hours without medical care, without food, water, proper sanitary conditions, and just send them to a city that they know nothing about. That is traumatic for anyone.
What a shame. It's really traumatic. Really coming, going from Bolivia or Venezuela to our southern border is so traumatic. Then getting on an air-conditioned bus and going across the best country in the world is traumatic. What is wrong with this guy? Broken border, brawling lawmakers. Unless President Biden and his party pay a price in November, this will not stop.
Number two.
It's been a very good week for President Biden and the Democrats, but it's also been a good week for American families. I mean, we are on the cusp of passing the Inflation Reduction Act and having it come to the president's desk.
There you go. Kate Benningfield weighing in. She's the president's spokesperson about to pass. That's what's happening with the House and the Manchin-Schumer spending monstrosity named Inflation Reduction Bill, but doesn't do anything with inflation. Now the president will begin a victory tour. Is that a good move?
Number one.
The Justice Department has filed a motion in the Southern District of Florida to unseal a search warrant and property receipt relating to a court-approved search that the FBI conducted earlier this week.
I don't know why it took us an extra 45 minutes to get that 7-minute press conference, but that was Merrick Garland, who took no question. Go ahead and do it. That's the message from the Trump camp when it comes to the warrant and the affidavit and the list of everything taken from Mar-a-Lago. As rumors fly and the reasons the FBI raided the compound to begin with, clearly Merrick Garland's game and the DOJ is on their heels, and Trump team knows it, and I'll explain. Geraldo Rivera joins us now. So I was talking to someone higher up on the Trump team. Geraldo, you know how you could sense sometimes when they're angry or worried? They are Sure. They are not worried at all. I mean, from talking to Eric on Monday and very high-ranking Trump officials yesterday, they think that they are thoroughly over their skis, and they got caught, and he can't wait for this affidavit to come out.
Well, I don't know why, then, Brian, he doesn't release it himself. He certainly is legally able to. He has been right from the get-go, and I think that it's a question of put up or shut up. But
It's not up to them. They raided him. Why should he put up?
Because he has the documents and he's legally and constitutionally approved to distribute them as he sees fit, or to keep them private as he sees fit. So why wait for the government? I think that, see, the way I saw it differently, Brian, I thought that the president, having been so offended, as he should be, by this extraordinary, unprecedented raid, the first time ever
Yep. A
former president's resident has been raided. It was like, as I joked yesterday, the librarian sending a SWAT team to retrieve an overdue library book. It was absurd on its face what happened, unless and until there is a showing what if there really were nuclear secrets being kept in a place that was far less secure than was appropriate. If that's the case, then you understand why, after they have defied a subpoena for months earlier, the federal authorities might feel it incumbent to do something as dramatic and again as unprecedented as this is.
All right, so let's play that out. Let's say the Washington Post story that I was hosting Tucker last night, it came across about 8:05. The Washington Post says, according to a source that they have, that the reason why they had to raid was because they found out through a source that he had nuclear secrets at his Mar-a-Lago compound. So the way this I understand it, they got the warrant days before. If it's such an emergency, why don't you go in right away? Number two, June 6th, they have this great meeting. Two sources say he came by June 6th during the meeting, and they said, guys, just want to say I appreciate everything you did. That's the president going by Mar-a-Lago, meeting with officials, at which time we even have a name, at which time this guy's name is, it's right here. Well, I'll find it. This guy's name comes out. He goes, do me a favor. Can I get another lock on that door? Because as we go through the documents, what you want, and I understand this, the more you look into it, the more you research it, you find out Barack Obama took 33 million documents, at which time he says, I'm going to hold on to it because I'm going to digitize it. I don't know if you heard, but he's not president anymore, hasn't been for 6 years, hasn't digitized one thing. So June 8th, Jay Bratt made a written request to he's a counterintelligence officer. He said, do me a favor, put another lock on that door. You know what the Trump team did? Put another lock on the door. Days later, they get a tip saying there's more documents, June 22nd. That was the latest development. And that was the last time they communicated to the Trump team until the raid on Monday the 7th. And then it leaks, somebody leaks to the Washington Post. Wait a second, it's nuclear secrets. Okay, Newsweek had a story hours before Merrick Garland took to the microphone that Merrick Garland wasn't even informed about it. So I'm not sure these so-called, you know, insider sources, I'm not sure they're all panning out. Now, you know President Trump. What would he want with nuclear secrets?
I don't think that he has any nefarious motive whatsoever. I believe that he is an honorable person, and I also believe that there is a kind of inertia. Screw these guys. I hate this Biden administration. This Justice Department is rigged. They did Russia. They harassed me for years. I'm not going to cooperate with them. Screw them. I have taken the steps that I deem necessary to secure these secrets. I'm not going to comply. I could see him doing that. I could see him, you know, digging in his heels and being stubborn, not from any ridiculous national security. He wasn't going to sell them to Vladimir Putin. But then I, on the other hand, I see Merrick Garland's team. They say, we subpoenaed this guy. He says he has these documents and he has the ability to control them. We say they belong to the United States of America. We want them back. I could see an impasse leading to this extraordinary event that shocked so many of us. But I go back to where I started, Brian. The way the president can continue to play out this hand in a winning manner is to say, okay, America, here's what it was. I'm not a spy. You know me. You know how these people harass me with Russian hookers peeing on me and the Ritz-Carlton, Moscow, and all these other dirty lies that obsessed my administration, wrecked my early years of my presidency, distracted me and made me angry and introverted person. I'm not going to play ball with these. These are my enemies. But, you know, his enemies, have the law on their side. His enemies, if this warrant says what we think it says, will be ultimately justified and he will be ultimately embarrassed, or at least he will feel the singe, of an adverse court ruling. He will have to, you know, those documents were retrieved. They won't get them back, and where he goes from there, where this whole thing goes from there, I don't know.
I had no idea all these presidents hold on to these records, but so Trump.
I think they do.
I don't know why they do.
Take a cup and a saucer and a fan mail from Macron and Putin's love letter and Kim Jong Un and all these other, you know, this fascinating
that I get.
Stuff.
That I get, you know, if you want to set up a library. I don't even know that President Trump wants to set up a library, but it's good news for Truth Social because now everyone's reading it. He wrote this out. That's his version of Twitter. Nuclear weapons issue is a hoax, just like Russia. It was a hoax. The Mueller investigation, a hoax. The much more the same. Same sleazy people involved. Why wouldn't the FBI allow the inspectors of areas of Mar-a-Lago with our lawyers or others present? Made them wait outside in the heat. Wouldn't let them get even close. Said absolutely not. Planting information, anyone? Reminds me of the whole dossier situation. He tweeted this out. My poll numbers are the strongest they have ever been. Fundraising by the Republican Party is breaking records. The midterm elections are fast approaching. The unprecedented political weaponization of law enforcement is inappropriate and highly unethical. And also, this source told me they screwed this up like they did Afghanistan. These people only think about politics. They just run the country. Enough politics, run the country. And that's how he really feels. Now, you know he had a clean sweep on those primaries, and a lot of them were very tight. You know that he's got 93% of the people he endorsed have gotten through. Everybody except one that voted for impeachment has lost, and Liz Cheney's about to get trounced. So do you believe that he's going to run again?
I do. I do believe it. I've always believed it. I think that he feels that he got gypped. I think he legitimately feels gypped, although I also believe that he is intentionally aggravated and exaggerated the irregularities having to do with November 2020. That's why I broke up with him in mid-November 2020, because he didn't let the constitutional process play out. But nevertheless, I feel that he sincerely believes he got rooked and believes that he is the natural-born president of the United States. My fear would be that he gets elected and does 4 years from 2024 and then says he doesn't want to leave again. He says that there, some other screw up. But, he can't having once kicked the Constitution in the nuts, to then go back again. He should have, just as I urged him to do. I urged him, just take a victory lap. You had a great presidency.
Yeah, I know.
Hugely underrated. You accomplished so much. Why screw around with this? You lost, you lost. You'll win next time. You'll win bigger next time. But now he does things that sometimes stick in my craw. Obviously the election denial is the most profound. Hey. But this thing, like, why not release these documents? Back to this point.
See, but Geraldo is coming out today.
Loves him.
But I could see it, especially if it profiles the way he is. Wait, you raid my place, and I know it's for nothing. He believes it's absolutely for no reason. I told you we were in conversations. We're having fine arrangements. You were dealing with my attorneys. We gave 15 boxes back to you already. So you raid my place. You destroyed my wife's closet. You opened up my safe, and now I'm going to get you off the hook by releasing the warrant? No, let you twist in the wind. That's his mindset.
Say for one second, Brian, that there's a paper in there that says, here's how to build the bombs, the nuclear bombs that we used on the drones that we could send, it's E equals MC
right.
squared,
yeah.
And there's a picture of it. You say, holy crap, this was in the closet in Mar-a-Lago? It could be. It could be. Now, if it is, his autographed photos of Vladimir, some tanning in Crimea, Merrick Garland should be embarrassed. I also think this thing in Ohio, here in Ohio, where the guy shot up the FBI
yep.
office and then got killed in the cornfield. I mean, if we're going to have a world, a country, where people are taking AR-15s and shooting FBI
Terrible.
Agents now,
Terrible.
I think we have to stand together, and
right.
the president has to denounce that in no uncertain
that
terms.
That would be great if he did, and I hope he does. And you know what? That's why you shouldn't play politics with the intelligence agencies, if that indeed is the case.
True.
That's a great point. So, Harald, the last thing. I was going to change topics, but I'll stick with it. Hillary Clinton's private emails contain special access programs, intel, and the FBI found the intel stored and transmitted on her server was compromised by foreign governments or intelligence services. And you know she was not raided. You know she still ran. You know that she went ahead, and it's been proven, got ahead with the Steele dossier, got Christopher Steele and all this stuff to sully and stain President Trump. She was never taught a lesson. She was never and she is found red-handed as the day is long, and you saw it on Anthony Weiner's laptop how slipshod she was with private emails while Secretary of State. So anyone who says, well, Trump doesn't care and does this, what was she doing? So if there's a document in there that shouldn't be, join the club. And I'm sure out of the 33 million Obama has, there's probably some really hair-raising stuff in there, too. So I just think
I think that was all raised so effectively, she lost. She was banished from American public life. Hunter Biden, I agree with that comparison also.
Yep.
Why the hell hasn't his place been raided, when he was dealing with Chinese.
And you could say Trump, you could say Trump lost too, but his house wasn't raided and ransacked. There's only one guy whose house was raided and ransacked, and it was the rich guy who has a compound. But and has a staff to fix it up.
I wish him the best, and I wish he heeded the advice of someone who really cared for him and watched him grow from when he was in his 20s. I've known him for over 40 years, and very, very distressed by what's happened after the election. And I want him to have a peaceful, successful life.
Gotcha.
And I wish that the feds and he could work this out, Brian.
So do I. I want everybody to get along and sing together the same song. Geraldo Rivera, thank you so much. Back in a moment.
Brian, I love you.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. We are experiencing intermittent outages with our internet carrier because of a power outage in one portion of the city of Redding, and hope to have service fully restored soon. Thank you for your patience.
A couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Did you get the Clement Horizon clean last night? I don't want another barnacle incident. Where's Ivan?
Kiki's head of docking operations just jumped ship.
What do you mean he's sailing around the world?
She needs a new marina manager to help keep her head above water.
Yeah, the tide's perfect, but we are slammed.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
American pride has fallen significantly over the last decade. 69% of voters were proud of the U.S. back in 2011. It was 50% in 2016 and 2017. And in our latest Fox News survey, 39% said they felt proud. Those are the only four times we've asked the question. Today, a majority, 56%, say they are not proud, up from 45% 5 years ago. Among partisans, the recent decline in pride is led by Republicans. Down 28 points, today 36% of Republicans are proud. Among independents, down 21 points, stands at just 29%. At the same time, pride increased among Democrats, up 8 points. Even so, it's less than half. Views split. 46% of Democrats are proud of the U.S., 48% aren't. We're proud to post all of our surveys at foxnews.com/poll. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll Parade.
This is House Call for Health. Summer's here, and for many, that means a dip in the pool. Or for those who don't have one of their own, it's all about community pools or lakes to cool down. But a lifeguard shortage is hurting pool operations.
It is a little bit concerning to me because I can't swim very well.
It's not fair because I don't want to be scorching hot.
The American Lifeguard Association says the lack of workers is estimated to impact one-third of the nation's pools. Training delays due to the pandemic are partially to blame, with many certification programs previously put on hold. The job also requires a tremendous amount of responsibility. Mercedes Puentes is a park manager in Naples, Florida.
You have people's lives in your hands.
And officials speculate many teens would prefer slightly higher paying jobs with less stress.
A lot of these young guys can actually go
go to Costco's, Sam's. They can make $18 an hour.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health, Tushar Saxena, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1995. Mike Tyson.
In the last 3 years, I had the chance to reflect on my life and develop my mind, and I will continue my journey to making myself a better person.
Frustrating for firefighters because there are some areas where we're reaching and touching people, but we just can't get to them.
The bombing in Oklahoma City was an attack on innocent children and defenseless citizens. It was an act of cowardice, and it was evil.
I did not, nor to my knowledge, did anyone else in the White House destroy, mishandle, or misappropriate any document in Vincent Foster's office.
The White House has contended that the Clintons were passive investors in Whitewater. The facts are otherwise.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
News as it happened then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Now, I think Democrats are having some regret going all in on this IRS deal because we have proof, nonpartisan proof, that you are five times more likely to be audited the less wealthy you are. This goes on poor and middle-class taxpayers. And Senator Mike Crapo of Idaho put forward an amendment when they were announcing this bill saying, can we put into this law that no one making under $400,000 a year will get audited? And every Democrat voted no. Why would they want to vote no? Well, because in order to pay for the Inflation Reduction Act, they had to find the money somewhere. Where's the money going to come from? It's going to come from you, and it's going to come from these audits. And that's why they had to do this. They'll be coming back for more pretty soon. But basically, they're trying to audit the poor to buy the rich electric vehicle.
And that is the least, I guess, inflammatory commentator on any news channel, Dana Perino. Just the facts. That's what's happening with the bill that's going to pass today. I have not discussed that much the Inflation Reduction Act, which doesn't on any course, any nonpartisan examination, reduce inflation. And she's just saying, when the IRS, they're not just going after Jeff Bezos. He's done everything right. They got all the billionaires and millionaires. Unless they're idiots, they have great accountants, they're going to be fine. You know who's not going to be fine? You're not going to be fine. Hey, go to BrianKilmeade.com, especially if you're in Albany, especially if you're in Brandon, Mississippi, especially if you're in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm going to be live on stage taking back our national story 1,000 people at a time. BrianKilmeade.com.
Hey, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homelessness.
Goldleaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? They have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale. And they are drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Goldleaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Goldleaf Nursery and Landscaping since 1975. Open Wednesday through Saturday. Come in now to pick out your favorite color of crepe myrtles. Goldleaf Nursery, located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join us Monday as we welcome Susan Wilson and the Reading Police Department, and the topics will include hate crimes in Shasta County. Is this a problem? If so, what can we do about it? All of this Monday and much more. Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Don't miss the Intermountain Fair, September 1st through the 5th at the fairgrounds on A Street in MacArthur. It's Carnival Lights and Country Nights, featuring exhibits, booths, live music, food, and fun for the whole family. Exhibits open at 10 a.m. with the carnival opening at noon. Daily admission is $6 and pre-sale wristbands are $15. Kids 5 and under get in free. On opening day, Thursday, September 1st, admission is free. Friday the 2nd is Senior Day, where seniors 60 and older get in free, and you can enjoy the Enduro Racing starting at 7. On Saturday the 3rd, enjoy livestock shows and live music. Saturday night is the main event, featuring recording artist Cameron Marlowe live in concert at the Bob Thompson Arena. Sunday, September 4th is Kids Day. Children 12 and under get in free, and there will be a parade and live music along with the Destruction Derby starting at 7. On Labor Day, Monday, September 5th, admission is free, and will feature the Junior Livestock Buyer's Breakfast starting at 7 a.m., followed by the Junior Livestock Auction. The fair closes at 3. It's the Intermountain Fair, September 1st through the 5th on A Street in MacArthur.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
From his mouth to your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
We already know the shelter system can't accommodate New Yorkers, let alone people who are thousands of people who are coming to this town. Have you talked to President Biden and said basically we need to reevaluate this policy?
Well, you know, we're going to do like I've stated for the entire time in office. We have to pivot and shift in the face of the crises as they come towards us. We did it with COVID, monkeypox, and everything else that we have been facing. And when you look at the large number of migrants and asylum seekers, we have housed almost 5,000 thus far since around May. We're going to continue to do so. And yes, we spoke with the White House to discuss this issue and state that we need help to get us through this moment.
Unbelievable. Mayor Eric Adams, the poor guy's got 5,000 extra illegal immigrants. They get 7,000 a day in Texas, and they're being ignored by the White House. He's got 5,000 over the course of 6-7 months. It's a crisis, and they deal with it like monkeypox, the fake crisis, only affecting a certain group of people. With me right now, now Carly Shimkus. She's not the mayor of any city, but she could be if she chose.
Aww.
Why don't you run for office, Carly?
Because it's a lot of pressure. Too much pressure.
No pressure
too
in this business.
Too many problems. Yeah.
Right. I mean, can you believe, I mean, this is the battle. We're on WABC now, and this is a New York story. This is a national story.
Yes.
And Mayor Adams is crying foul, but it's, I mean, it doesn't pass the laugh test.
No, it's,
I mean, this
is unbelievable. It's hilarious, actually.
Yeah.
So, I love what Governor Abbott's doing, and I think it's working out great for him. I think it's raising his popularity within the state. And if you think about it...
It should, but I haven't seen polls that reflect that. Have you?
In my own personal poll.
Because O'Rourke seems to be within single digits, which stuns me.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to... There's no way he's going to win in Texas. What do you think? Do you think he has a chance? Single digits? Really? Beto O'Rourke, the guy who wants to take your guns? That would be shocking.
And the wall down.
And tear down the wall?
Yeah.
He's flip-flopped on that one, too. He's also flip-flopped on guns. He's like, well, maybe if I'm running for governor in Texas, I shouldn't want to take people's guns away. But we know where he really stands. When it comes to the stuff that Abbott's doing, though, in New York and Washington, D.C., he's really following the law. The law is catch and release. So they're getting caught at the border, and then he's releasing the immigrants where they want to go. That's the most law-abiding thing to do, if that is the law of the land.
That's an interesting way to put it, because one thing he's doing is unleashing the Texas Rangers, the National Guard, putting up a wall on his own, leaving them back at the port of entry. I'm not sure where they go from there. But it is almost as if, what else do you want me to do? I guess Austin, that liberal enclave, but okay. You're a little liberal enclave, and you're a liberal person. How many homeless people does it take for you to realize these policies of welcoming the homeless aren't working? How many illegal immigrants have to destroy a ranch or the home or make you scared for your teenager to go out or your 8-year-old to go get the paper at night before you realize my liberal policies aren't really working out? I just don't think there's any other country in the world that would allow 4 million people to come illegally.
I mean, it's such a national security issue. And the fact that there are no Democrats other than Henry Cuellar that are talking about this is unbelievable. When you think about, 56 people that were on the terror watch list that were caught trying to get in, and then there are almost a million gotaways since President Biden has been in office. It's scary. It really does feel like a ticking time bomb, doesn't it?
Are you doing Outnumbered and The Big Show? What else are you doing?
Are we wrapping up already?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
I want to make sure you get your promo in.
Oh, thank you. I'm doing your show, so watch.
One Nation, 8 o'clock.
Exactly. And I'm also doing Greg Gutfeld tonight.
He's not going to help your career.
Oh, well.
I'm cautious.
That really brought the mood down in the room.
Yeah, I mean, why is she doing it? Allison,
no.
Why did you sign off on that? You have to make a choice, me or him.
Okay.
So before I move on and talk about the breaking news that we've been all over, and you've been with Fox and Friends first and over the weekend, about the break-in in Mar-a-Lago, I want you to hear Laura Wilkerson on this illegal immigration system. Her son was killed by an illegal immigrant. Cut 27.
Governor Abbott needs to keep doing it. Drop him in his neighborhood. Drop them in every wealthy neighborhood in the country. Drop them in their schools where their kids go and see what we feel like. Let something happen to one of their kids and see exactly what we feel like as parents who have lost our kids. He is laughable. What a crybaby. Send whoever he wants to Texas. I don't think they'll like it.
First of all, it's heartbreaking to hear a mom who's obviously gone through so much trauma over the illegal immigration crisis. And I was speaking to another woman who lives right on the southern border recently, and she has two young daughters, and there are illegal immigrants that cross through her property near her house all night long. And, you know, you're talking about strangers that are in your backyard, and, you know, you're a tax-paying American citizen. And the Biden administration is just turning such a blind eye to this. So she and her husband have already taught their young daughters how to use a gun. I mean, we're talking about young teenagers.
Oh, I didn't tell you this. Nobody knows this, Eric or Allison. So while I'm away, at 3 o'clock in the morning, my Ring doorbell, my neighbor's Ring doorbell, 7 guys dropped off in my neighborhood. They start going for all the cars. And they were just trying to get stuff out of cars. So they got stuff out of my neighbor's car. Thankfully, my doors lock automatically. They weren't able to do it. But just to see these people in your driveway, and normally I'm up at 2:30, I'm out the door at 2:50, and I would have been walking out right when they were there.
Oh, no.
Isn't that crazy?
That's scary.
And I would say upper class neighborhood.
Yeah, I know where you live.
In Massapequa, it's very diverse. You have working class. You have a house by the water, extremely nice, no house. Well, probably worth more than $2-3 million. So I'm like in between there. And to think they're going to flood this area and go, but just so you idea where the criminal element's going. So, the President of the United States said, bring it on. This is good news for Truth Social, by the way, isn't it? He's sending out his messages like he used to do on Twitter.
He is.
He's
yeah.
doing it on Truth Social. Yeah. He said, bring it on. Go show the warrant. Show everything. Washington Post has a story last night saying this is about these are about nuclear plans. Merrick Garland came out earlier and said, I am calling for the release of the warrant. They're playing cleanup, catch up. Here's Jonathan Turley last night, cut 7.
The Attorney General has to weigh that context. This country is a tinderbox, and he has an agency in the FBI that has a documented history of false statements, a documented history of misleading courts. And you have to consider that before you approve a raid of this kind.
Yeah, so everybody's getting a big lesson right now in warrants and affidavits and what they all mean. Apparently the warrant and the list of items that the FBI took is going to come out maybe even later today. Although one of the guests on Fox and Friends was saying that a lot of it's going to be heavily redacted. So a lot of the things that the FBI took, it'll be generic language. So we may not end up learning a lot later. The thing that I think is very interesting is Laura Trump was on Fox last night. It might have even been an interview, Brian, that you did if you talked to Laura. Yeah. Well, did you? She said on Tucker, you were filling for Tucker,
yeah.
that Trump has received more donations now than ever before. I think he was always going to run for president, but I just wonder if this is going to motivate him to announce even sooner, maybe even before the midterm elections, because when he feels like somebody is trying to stick it to him, he wants to stick it right back. And this could be a huge motivating factor for him to announce within, I don't even know, even within the coming weeks. It's just speculation on my part. But if you hear what he's saying and what the family is saying, he clearly is extremely angry about what happened. And I think that this will motivate him possibly to announce even sooner.
That's what basically she went on to say. The family is united about it because it was a story that Ivanka. And Melania. There was a story that Ivanka and Melania came out in a story and said they're trying to convince him not to run, and then she said this. Cut 13.
I've heard from so many people, Brian, all across this country, people that aren't even Republicans. They're horrified by what we saw happen on Monday, because this was not just an attack on Donald Trump. It wasn't just a raid of Mar-a-Lago, of a former president's home. This changed the way that the American people see our country. We cannot operate in a civilized society right. and not trust our Department of Justice. Unfortunately, that's where we are. Merrick Garland came out today and didn't clear any of that up. If anything, we have more questions now, the American people by and large, than they did a couple hours ago before he even came out and spoke.
Yeah, I mean, I did speak to the Trump family, a lot of them yesterday, and I know when they're ticked. I know when they're nervous.
They're not nervous.
They can't believe what's going on.
Yeah.
But they were angry Monday. Today they're like, they don't know what they unleashed. They don't understand. Now, sadly, you saw what happened with the FBI. Some lunatic Trump fan goes into the FBI. You don't want that.
No.
But why is the FBI just doing this like they're doing it? You have on June 22nd, evidently, that's when you got your tip that Trump evidently, reportedly, is holding something back. And then in August, you don't talk to him until August 7th?
I know.
And
well, those
you don't
are the
talk
decision
to him.
Makers that are handling it poorly, like the FBI agents. Like everybody always says, and it's true. I mean, they're just doing their job, and they're just, you know, following orders. Newsweek also had a piece that the FBI, do you believe this? The FBI planned the raid purposefully for when Donald Trump wasn't home because they wanted to keep it a low profile. And then they crack open a safe, using a safe cracker, they rummage through Melania Trump's clothes. They do it so early in the morning that it's still nighttime. It's like 30 FBI agents roll up, and they don't think that that's going to cause a stir. Are you kidding me?
Why do you need 9 hours if you got this great tip? Why do you need 9 hours?
What do you think is really going on here, Brian? Because there are so many different theories. One of them is the Washington Post theory that it had to do with documents related to nuclear weapons. Other people feel like it really could just be National Archives and the FBI overstepped. And then there's this other theory. I mean, you have a Congressman Perry, who is a close ally of Donald Trump. His cell phone was confiscated by the FBI a day after this Trump raid, and he is wanted for questioning by the House Democrats related to January 6th. So could those two things be related? We just don't know yet.
If you said to me, I need a theory, and I need it now, And I said, just put your money down.
Yeah.
I think it's all about January 6th. I don't think it's about nuclear. We're concerned about nuclear secrets, really? President Trump, nuclear secrets? That's not why he ran. Nuclear secrets, nuclear football. You know, could he have been a little bit tighter-lipped with the Russians, with the Saudis? Oh, absolutely. We already know that. We know that. Got it. Understood. But you're going to tell me all of a sudden we realize nuclear plans with Mar-a-Lago when you asked him to put another lock on the door, he's not even there? How is it in jeopardy? Are you worried about a outside force coming in, the Saudis coming in, or the Russians or Iranians coming in and taking nuclear secrets out of Mar-a-Lago? I don't know.
A plot of a movie. That sounds like a plot of a movie.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, and also when it comes to the timeline of things, you said the raid was 9 hours long, and now, you know, obviously when the FBI...
Bad tip. You need 9 hours to go through Mar-a-Lago.
It is a big place, but... you know, if the FBI is combing through documents to obtain criminal evidence and they just so happen to claim other evidence for something else, i.e. January 6th, that's valid. So, yeah, it could absolutely be related to that.
And before we go, I want you to hear Harmeet Dhillon was on with me last night, too. And she said in candor, she does work for President Trump on different areas, not in this area. Cut nine.
In my opinion, as I've said publicly, the warrant itself is really not where the meat is. Where the meat is the affidavits that underlie the warrant. That is what the FBI told the magistrate judge in order to get this warrant. And there may have been more than one affidavit. And so it is unclear to me that the DOJ is offering to unseal those. They don't usually unseal those until there's an indictment. And I think if the warrant tells an incomplete story, it may not be to the advantage of the Trump team to unseal it at this time. The whole story needs to be told. And I think that the DOJ, as you said in your intro, Brian, is really stumbling. They're playing defense. They're trying to do this the opposite way that it should be.
And so the magistrate judge, Bruce Reinhardt, who's compromised, in my opinion, said this: the United States will immediately serve a copy of the motion on counsel to former President Trump on or before 3 p.m. Eastern today. The United States will file a certificate of conferral advising whether President Trump opposes the government's motion to unseal. So here's what President Trump said. Not only will I not oppose the release of the documents related to the un-American, unwarranted, and unnecessary raid and breaking of my home in Palm Beach, I'm going to stake a step further by encouraging the immediate release of those documents, even though they have been drawn up by a radical left Democrats and possible future political opponents who have a strong and powerful vested interest in attacking me, much as they've done for the past 6 years.
Yeah.
Game on.
And absolutely. And Merrick Garland also said yesterday that it wasn't possible to use less intrusive means. So that means that what they were looking for was so urgent that they needed to go now. But then you hear Trump and Trump's lawyers, and he said, I was having a great working relationship with the FBI. They asked, subpoenaed me. I gave the 15 bucks. They asked to put a padlock on the room. I did just that, so why not just use a subpoena again? Also, have you noticed that Andrew Cuomo was tweeting about this?
Yes.
And his tweets are good.
Kinda.
His tweets make sense. Here's one of them. He said, DOJ's credibility is as a non-political entity is especially critical with the importance of January 6th investigation pending. Now the remaining question, what did they recover and was it worth the public cost? What did they recover and was it worth the public cost? That is a... That's the main question here.
Back in a moment.
Learning something new every day on The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAFFIC for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAFFIC for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAFFIC.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, The Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
What are the most important issues facing Americans today? Every Tuesday, join me, Brett Baer, Chief Political Anchor and Executive Editor of Special Report, and my rotating all-star panel of experts as we discuss the policies, practices, and possible solutions to the biggest and most important issues. You can hear new episodes every Tuesday. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Japan has replaced the female minister in charge of reversing the country's falling birth rate with a man who has never had children. Masanobu Ogura said he gained an understanding of the issues facing expectant mothers by wearing a simulated pregnancy belly for 24 hours, telling reporters that wearing the 16-pound prosthetic left him with sympathy for women and back pain.
If having a big belly helped men understand women, the patriarchy would be long gone. What are you talking about? Japan is trying everything to figure out why their people aren't having more babies. And look, I'm not a scientist, but if you ask me, maybe it's because they invented the PlayStation.
Maybe. So welcome back, everybody. Holly Shimkus is here. So the problem in Japan, no one's going there, no one's emigrating there, and they're not having kids.
Really?
Right.
I'm not sure this
is the way to attack it.
I hear it's a very clean... I know, right? That's kind of weird. I hear it's a very clean country.
Yeah.
It's like clean streets-wise.
Organized, yeah. I mean,
That's the only real factoid I know about Japan.
The Bank of Japan official, Magasane Ogura, mm-hmm. who replaced the female minister, Seiko Nada, they need a young and fresh perspective. I do think that women know more about pregnancy than men.
Why would a man wearing a fake pregnancy belly encourage women to give birth?
That's the question. It makes you wonder if we need to know more.
More to know with Carly Shimkus.
Right. And I should say Fox News Sunday with Shannon Bream.
Yes.
She's got the job beginning September 11th. The first woman to anchor the program in the 26-year history was Toni Snow and Chris Wallace. So I think she's the perfect pick.
Yes.
She is so smart. She's got the legal background. She's indefatigable as a worker. The bad news for America is she can't host her show at midnight.
I know. So that spot's, I guess, going to open up. I don't know. I wasn't in the room when they made those decisions, but I'm so happy for her. She really is the total package. Smart, beautiful, great at her job, and also her delivery is so kind.
Right.
Isn't it?
But sometimes you got to be tough. Next.
Well, but she is. She can do that in a kind way. Conservative dating app backed by Peter Thiel was announced. The launch is next month. It's called The Right Stuff. It's seeking to open a new door for the political right who hope to find like-minded people in the romantic world. And fun fact, the person who started The Right Stuff is Kayleigh McEnany's sister.
That's amazing. And even if that's not true, it's even more amazing that it is true. If you made that up, I would say that's remarkably creative. I would say this. Normally, I'd go, oh, that's kind of a niche story. Uh-huh. Actually, I think it's necessary.
I love it.
If you're single, you're like, the last thing you want to hear is, by the way, I don't shower. I grow my armpit hair out.
You're talking about the political left, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Yeah, you can get that image.
I follow the Grateful Dead and I smoke pot.
Yeah.
That would definitely ruin a relationship.
Yeah, I don't. The smelly thing will never work for me.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder live at the gas station on 41st Street reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAFFIC for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAFFIC for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAFFIC.
Hey, everyone, Kevin Cry here. I'd like to invite you to listen to my new radio show every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We'll be talking about everything Shasta County, family, work, recreation, and the topics most important to all of us living here in the Great North State. We'll have roundtable discussions and different guests every week to share with all of you what is going on in Shasta County. Join me, Kevin Cry, every Tuesday right here from 6 to 7 p.m. Looking forward to seeing you soon.
As I have sometimes suggested a title for a song or maybe a melody, but Don't Go Breaking My Heart is the only one I can think of. And I enjoy that process. People say, you know, why don't you write your own lyrics? Well, I don't really want to. I enjoy writing with Bernie. I love it. And it's a magical, and he's one of my dearest friends, and I love him so much. But why would I want to change something that gives me so much pleasure?
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.